here, folks. We're now entering the corking room. This is where the final step in the bottling process happens, where we prepare all the corks for all the bottles of Brunello that you saw earlier.
This is PFW in progress.
I've always actually wondered about that. How do you cork the bottles?
Excellent question, Mabella. As you can see, we are soaking all the corks in this room right now.
PFW in progress.
These three guys right here are some of the most talented cork soakers. Say hello, you old cork soakers.
With Fred Kirsch.
Now, I'm curious, how does one become a cork soaker?
As we are like to say, cork soakers are born, not made.
Paul Perillo.
Luigi here was simply born to soak cork.
I love soaking a cork. I could soak a cork all the night long if they let me.
And Andy. And Andy?
So are all corks the same?
Oh, no. I like to soak the big, thick cork.
Andy Hart.
The great thing about the cork soaking is that while you are soaking the cork, you can also massage at the grapes.
The Sheriff, Tom Casale.
Could you teach me how to soak cork?
You know, when are you walking in here? I could have sworn you're already an expert cork soaker.
And you never know who else might stop by.
Thank you. I dabbled in college.
PFW in progress.
Do you ever run out of corks to soak?
This one vintage was unusually large, and I thought Giuseppe would need the extra corks.
And I thought Marcello would need more corks.
Part of the Patriots Football Network.
So we soaked each other's corks at the same time.
Okay, PFW in progress. I guess we're on. I don't have headphones because Mini Gary screwed up. Tom Casale, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart.
Tom?
That's all right. Mini Gary will just get something done here. No Fred Kirsch. No, we haven't seen him. Not quite sure where he is today. It's webradio at patriots.com, webradio at patriots.com, 508-543-7482. And before we get into what's going on, we should remind you that Friday we have a big, big, big show coming up. So if I would say if you're only going to listen to one show this year, it should probably be the draft show. But if you're going to listen to two shows, make it the draft show and Friday show, because we got a lot going on. So make sure you catch that. We got a ton of emails. James Laurinaitis taking it on the chin. I guess it'll be interesting to see if he comes out.
Yeah, I think we might have to talk about that later.
Yeah.
You know, kind of reeling people back in. You know, I think what we were all in agreement on is that not like a top 10, top 15 guy, and not really worth that high of a pick. But I think we all probably feel like he can play the game. He just wasn't a dynamic playmaker that we were expecting.
And what I would say is that I don't think he would be a good fit here. Because I don't think, you know, I saw Illinois do the same thing where they ran the guard right at him and ran Mendenhall at him. And it doesn't seem his strength is taking on guards. And I believe that's what you need to do here. So, but we were in the locker room today. Bill, what's going on, guys? You were there.
So were you.
I wasn't listening.
Another uneventful press conference. Not a lot of information dispersed. Bill falling back on a lot of one game at a time. The Jaguars are big and physical. They stick with their philosophy. They replace one big guy with another. Got to meet physical with force. Once again, we had reporters asking about the new receivers and why they wanted them for the 475th straight press conference.
And once again, they got open and catch the ball.
Yes. Which is always important for Bill. But, no, there was never... It was a pretty boring press conference. There wasn't much there.
It was. Obviously, Jacksonville, the theme of the week is the physical nature of their play and their actual physical size.
Right.
The fact that they want to run the ball, the fact that they want to be physical on both lines and... You know, obviously the Patriots have played in a lot of games like that over the years, so I don't think it's anything new for them either.
Played and won a lot of games like that over the years.
Yeah, so I just look at it as Jacksonville's style is really, in my opinion, not a whole lot different than a lot of other teams in this league. I just think that for some reason that people consider them this big, tough, physical team. I think they are, but I think there are a lot of teams that would fit that category.
Right.
Okay, so anything going on in the locker room?
No.
Well, there's a lot of political talk in the locker room, from what I can understand.
It's a tough day for people like me when Hillary Clinton won, and Mark Capella of BCN.
He's hanging on to, we won Wyoming.
Yeah, with Romney.
He's a Romney guy, and so, we won Wyoming. It's a win.
But,
yeah, great.
Yep, so it was a tough night all around. So what's going on with this week with the game? Any you worried? Anything?
No.
Nothing? The weather looks like it's going to be about 40s
now,
35.
I heard.
Yeah, well, it's going to be
even
in
warmer.
Nighttime.
Well,
so.
I saw the Fox did their game time forecast, 40 degrees and nice. Like,
yeah, so weather doesn't look like a factor. It's not looking good for Jacksonville.
No.
It's going to take a monumental performance on their part and a not-so-monumental performance on the Patriots' part. I think that's the one thing we should say is Jacksonville's not going to win this game ever if the Patriots play a good game.
Right.
They don't have the talent to beat them. They can't beat them. The Patriots need to not play perfect, and Jacksonville needs to play perfect. So, you know, everything's got to come together for them. I just think it's asking too much.
That's interesting. Do you think that you the way you phrased that, Tom, do you guys think that there's any team that can beat the Patriots if the Patriots play well?
The Colts.
That's it.
The Colts would be the only one, and they would have to play exceptionally well.
That's the only team I think. I think if both teams played well, I think the Colts would have a chance.
I do too.
If both teams played well in any other game the Patriots are involved in, I don't think the other team has a chance.
I concur. That's why the Super Bowl is unfortunately on championship weekend.
Yeah.
There's going to be a little denouement.
Yeah, I forget what that means already.
It's the falling action after the climax, Paul.
Okay.
And it has nothing to do with sex.
Thanks for telling me, though.
So
it ain't about sex.
Oh, God.
Anything else on your minds?
Let's see.
What else?
Offensive Player of the Year swept by the Patriots,
we
essentially.
Say that,
Tom Brady
and
won.
Apparently, Fred Kirsch has a vote.
Yes.
Wes Welker
got a vote.
Tom Brady won
Frank Cooney.
The AP Offensive Player of the Year with 35.5 votes. Randy Moss was second with 12.5.
Because you guys
have found out that it was John Clayton.
John Clayton's the guy with one ball.
Supposedly, yeah.
John Clayton.
One ball and two votes.
Which I wholeheartedly disagree with.
I don't think he should be able to do that.
And then Brett Favre and Wes Welker tied for third with one
so
vote.
So Fred and Frank Cooney both voted.
Evidently.
Let's say, regardless of what you think of Wes Welker, regardless of what you think, there's no way you can vote for him over Tom Brady and Randy Moss for Offensive Player of the Year.
Right.
That is I don't care if he's your favorite player in the world. It's Brady 1, Moss 2 on this team as far as offensive weapons, as far as importance goes. That, to me, is just an asinine vote.
I think there are too many people that don't take that stuff seriously. I think for the most part,
Tom Curran,
most media people take that job very seriously. I think they do a lot of research. I think they put a lot of thought into it, and I think they come up with a logical, reasonable assessment.
Some may be too seriously.
Okay, yeah. I think there are too many people, and this comes up now with all the AP end-of-the-year votes for the NFL as well as the Hall of Fame voting. I'm looking at the Hall of Fame voting yesterday, and the Baseball Hall of Fame. Down the bottom of the list, there's this slew of 10, 12 names of guys that got one vote. Rod Beck, Chuck Knobloch, Travis Fryman.
That's ridiculous.
This is I don't think that you should be allowed to vote for your friends. It's not a clubhouse. It's not a sorority or a fraternity. It's the Hall of Fame. And I don't think that you should be allowed to do that. I think if you vote in a guy like that that's so obviously not worthy of Hall of Fame consideration, I think you should have your vote repealed.
Out. Get it out. Yep.
You should be out.
I agree.
Might be my last call tomorrow.
No, I agree.
And that right there is why I don't listen.
That's why I don't like last call, because it's boring.
But we're still waiting for the Comeback Player of the Year award.
I know we don't get into any really, really heavy topics like whether or not Debbie Clemens did steroids. Like you do on your appearances.
I just go with the host. But one thing you have to be honest about, you'd never heard me discuss whether I thought Deb Clemens was on steroids. It was totally new. She does have silicone, though, apparently. She's got some big hooters.
She was always smoking hot, by the way.
I've
Which is the
really
other thing that Felger seemed to miss. When he came up in 84,
well,
I mean.
He's also stupid because he said she has the face of a steroid user. She's attractive.
Very, very attractive.
What does that mean?
It means he's an idiot. That's what it means.
A face of a steroid user.
He's an idiot. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. Greg Jones, I used to love him. He dropped that ball there.
He had a bad night.
And then I think he missed a terrible block, maybe. There was at least two plays where I said, Greg Jones sucks.
That drop, that was a big play.
He has not evolved into a good fullback. Oh, yeah, I didn't mean to hit you in the face mask, Greg. Sorry about that. You just because you're big and had a famous highlight in college doesn't make you good.
Well, it does in your book.
Well, it used to, but I can drop you like that, and I have.
Okay, we should say Ray Rice has entered the NFL draft.
Yep.
I am a big Ray Rice fan. I think he has a chance to be a great NFL player. Not going to wow you at the combine with his speed. I know his coach compares him to Emmitt Smith. I see a little comparison there. I think Emmitt had a little bit more shiftiness to him. I would say more Curtis Martin. You know, he's gonna give you the 4. He's gonna give you the 5. Right. His long runs will be 30 and 40, not
70.
Yeah, and I think that's the type of guy he's gonna be. Doesn't get hit a lot. I think he's gonna be a steal for someone.
Bottom line is running back getting deeper by the day.
Yes, Jonathan Stewart expected to come out. So the next couple days there'll be a lot of people.
It's starting to look like there could be 5-6 legitimate big name running backs.
Oh yeah,
maybe more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So. It's an interesting position to keep an eye on if you're looking for one and if you're looking to get maybe some value
how about
in the
your,
later picks.
Sorry. How about your rankings for you guys? You know, it's very early. We
My
don't
power
know.
Rankings at running back?
Yeah. Like, I mean, you like Mendenhall.
Mendenhall would be 1 for me.
I would have Rice 1, Mendenhall 2, McFadden 3. It depends if Stewart comes out, too. He's awful. He's awfully good. It's hard to rank these guys because I think Mendenhall, to me, is like Edgerrin James coming out of college. I know people say Edge was overrated in Indianapolis, but his first 3 years in the league, him and Marshall Faulk were the two best backs in football.
His production is phenomenal. I just always thought that he was one of those guys that kind of lived off.
When he was younger, though, his ability to break tackles and to go the distance, I think Mendenhall has both those.
I would agree with you on Edge. I thought that he was a different guy when he came back from the 20s.
Never the same. Mm-hmm. He was never the same player after that.
He was
kind
of a plotter at that point.
He didn't have that big play ability he had. So I think, basically, I think what's going to happen with those backs is whatever system they get into, because they all have strengths, and I think if they get into a good system that's going to help them. But
it could be a big running back year.
But here's the thing. Who's going to go running? You know what I mean? Like, how many teams really need running backs?
Patriots.
At 7?
now we still haven't heard. But I just think it's interesting, you know, all those names that you guys throw out there, you get to kind of get a gauge of how you guys feel about them. And I know that.
But that's what I mean. You say how many teams are going to go running backs. You could get a running back in the second round or the third
definitely.
Round who maybe has some high value.
That's been our thing all year, too, is that, you know, people are going to. I don't think people are going to run around chasing McFadden. You know, like
no.
We're talking about
which will devalue the pick even more.
Right, but that's what we're saying. We're talking about the Patriots' ability to move down. Now it's not as much now because it's 7th. At the time we were talking about it, it was 3.
Right.
I don't think there's going to be a big chase to get Darren McFadden, even though I do think he's going to be a pretty good player.
Right.
If you can get someone of comparable value, you know, 20, 30, 40 picks later, I just think it hurts your ability to trade down.
I think Rice will probably be a second-round draft pick because he won't run fast. And we still haven't heard from Steve Slayton.
Right.
We have to see. But I know
I don't like him, none
of us like him, but a lot of the mock drafts out there have him going pretty high. So
I
he
think
would
the
be
quarterback's
one.
A better runner than he is.
Oh, yeah. So I love the quarterback. But so we'll have to see about him. It's a good draft for running back, which means – and Hester from LSU will be coming out. I know a lot of people like him for the Patriots because he's white. So we'll have to keep our eye on him. But that's the type of guy, middle round guy, you know, third, fourth round.
Yep.
I don't think the Patriots will go running back in the first round, but I think they will select a running back.
I do too.
And now that the class is getting deeper, you got a chance to get a guy in the third round.
Pushes it down, yep.
Who's pretty good. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. But Laronitis, boy, people are off that bandwagon. I thought I was going to get yelled at by you guys because I had, you know, I liked Ohio State. And I thought you were going to say it's just backlash for me losing that game, but everybody is just killing.
Well, because everybody went in with the high hopes that this guy is this ridiculous playmaker. He's going to be the savior at linebacker. They can get him at 7, and then you watch him, and you go, that's it.
Yeah,
that's what I was trying to point out at the top of the show.
Don't believe the hype.
It's not that we think the guy can't play. It's just that we were looking at this guy in terms of being a top 10 pick. We want to see him flying around, making plays, being an impact player, certainly being the best player on the field on defense for Ohio State. And I didn't see that.
And you got to pick somebody at 7.
Well, and the way I look at it is I want to see these guys play when they play teams comparable to NFL speed. like, say what you, I don't care about Illinois. Those guys in the, on Illinois are all going to get drafted in the first round. The receiver, the running back, the offensive lineman. So that's a team that has comparable NFL speed. Michigan last year, this year they were beat up when Ohio State played them. A lot of their guys were hurt. But they have receivers, running backs, offensive linemen who will be in the NFL. Florida, Ohio State, or I mean, LSU, they all have NFL-type speed. And in those games, the Ohio State defenders as a whole did not perform well.
Right.
So that has to say something. You know, it has to knock you down a little bit because, like I said, those guys from Youngstown State, they're not going to be playing in the NFL, so I really could care less what you do against them. But we'll look at the linebackers more when we get the video, mm-hmm. which apparently we just get because I've emailed the guy 100 times asking him if he needs information. They just send it to you? And Bill Fred? Is that how it works? Well, you know Fred. Well, what do I say to him? Just Bill the Patriots. What does that mean?
Right.
Alejandro chimes in. He says, hello, Pecker Woods. Paul said it best yesterday, but I also focused a lot on Laronitis during Monday's game and was disappointed. I stopped watching after halftime because he looked like an older version of Teddy Bruschi. How much can a player draft value change because of one game? And do NFL teams prefer to draft players from the SEC regardless of their stats? Patriots big this Sunday, 38-14. Well, the draft value is huge. I mean, yep.
I think one game can really impact it.
Whatchamacallit from Nebraska, the running back. What was his name? With Tommy Frazier. When, remember, he had the big game against Florida in the Lawrence National.
Lawrence Phillips?
Yeah. Bumped him up. Everybody was all on him. So, yeah, especially in the national championship stage,
right.
Because scouts can get swept away one way or the other, too. You see a guy perform very well. And so, yeah, one game can definitely. I'd be interested to know if Laronitis is going to go back now, if he thinks his draft stock has dropped. And if Maualuga, if this helps him come out, if he says, hey, look what I did in my bowl game.
Right.
So,
put the tape in of these two games.
Certainly, if you watch those bowl games, you can't possibly come away with any other conclusion that Maualuga was a better player.
Maybe I'll save this one. This guy's got a question for Eric. He says, I've got a special question for Scalavino. Hope he's still there. Who would you rather kill? One, Dan Lebatard. Two, Joey Porter. Three, George W. Bush. Four, Andy Hart. I would pick Dan Lebatard, but I have a feeling that Eric will pick Andy Hart.
I was going to say, how can you not go with Andy on that?
And I should mention,
no offense,
I should mention too that I have started a foundation for Chris Ferreira. Our webmaster's had trouble, heating his house, buying
making
gas to get
meet.
To work, yeah, making ends meet. So I've started the Chris Ferreira Fund. I have a canister here at work for people to donate, but I also have an email address, moneyforchris@gmail.com. That's a real email address. You can email in your thoughts, your prayers, your donations.
Your well wishes.
moneyforchris@gmail.com. He's in a bad way right now, and we're hoping we can help him out. Frank, I don't know this guy. Hang on a second.
Chris Ferreira online, too.
No chance.
Okay, this is Frank. I think he's new. Frank from Winnipeg. No one knows him, right?
We've had Winnipeg. I don't think it was Frank.
That's Joe.
Oh, no, this is, he is new. He said, until last year, I had been a Vikings fan going back to the first year Bud Grant coached in the NFL.
Bud Grant could coach.
In 1966. They broke my heart many times with the Hail Mary pass from Drew Pearson. Drew Pearson, that's
the push off.
It's tough. But, hey.
The Michael Irvin like push off.
Paul, if you remember correctly, they did call a penalty. It was defensive pass interference.
And the guy threw the orange out of the stands, remember?
Yeah. They broke my heart many times.
You broke my
but
heart,
the
Fredo.
Consolation was Moss. He was carving up secondaries while the rest of the league had receivers that dipped their hands in olive oil before the game. I have followed Moss to New England and thus discovered your website, etc. Great, great work. You guys should have your own show rather than that lame Patriots Today. Hear, hear.
I agree.
As Fred would say.
Oh, but I don't like TV. That's, we're better in the radio format.
Can't you guys get up the balls to make a proposal to each appear as a group a la Hot Stove League style? What's that mean?
I don't know.
Is that like something that ESPN does that I don't watch?
I don't know.
Paul is excellent,
Ooh.
Wise. Paul is excellent, wise, cocksure. What does that mean?
It means I'm cocky.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Confident.
Paul is excellent, wise, cock, sure, but
hey, cock sure.
You gotta say cock and sure close together.
I've never heard that phrase before.
Yeah, but if you don't say cock sure fast, Paul, then you're saying something you can't say.
Well, he's got a period there that's throwing me off. Paul is excellent, wise, cock sure, but in need of nutritional limitations. Fred has an easy, modern approach to leadership that he will find is unappreciated by his fellow writers. Tom, hey, I wish you well with your health. I love your blunt observations about Eric, who remains an enigma wrapped in a mystery contained in a closet. Anthony, be proud of your big head.
I'm sure he wrote Andy. Anthony in Naples is online.
Yeah, Gary screwed me up.
I take that back.
Andy, be proud of your big head. I think all of the work your mother had to do. The main point of me writing is to thank you folks for helping me get through my first year of cancer. Wow.
Wow, you that really brought of, us down.
I didn't read this email first. The play of the Pats was something I looked forward to, and they never, ever disappointed. Make a DVD of the highlights because it was one for the ages. Well, Frank, we hope everything is going well health-wise. We're glad that you found the show and that we could be of some provide some
comic
humor
relief.
And comic relief for you, and let us know. Keep us posted on what's going on with you. We're glad to have you. It's Frank from Winnipeg.
Well, there will definitely be a DVD.
Well put.
Oh, yeah. Fred is already working on that.
Here's the question. Is it 3 games to glory 4, or is it 19 games to glory?
I think it'll be like 19 games
whatever
to perfection
it'll be,
or
Paul,
something.
It'll be something stupid, and Fred will defend it till the death.
Right.
Saying this is the way it should be this way because.
Well, I think the 3 games to glory thing was pretty good.
Yeah.
And that was a Fred production.
Yeah, but
those are pretty good, by the way. I don't know if you guys really ever watched those.
No, I believe they still have the plastic wrapper on them.
I have a DVD, but it's a history of the Dallas Cowboys. Anthony in Naples is on the phone. Anthony, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Anthony.
I definitely agree with that emailer. You guys need to get some sort of big show. You know what I mean? You guys are very entertaining.
Well, thanks,
and,
Anthony.
We need somebody with deep pockets.
We got 4 or 5 people that think that. Pretty soon we'll be in double.
Well, that last email might be the first compliment I've gotten in about 3 years.
Well, like I
still kind of on the fence of whether it was a compliment.
Or not.
Well, Fred doesn't believe in advertising.
Yeah. He's
No, Fred doesn't.
Fred,
we do.
Fred thinks that in order for advertising to work, you have to show the commercial constantly.
Have a huge budget.
To which I said, well, what's the problem? Why can't
my point is it's just, at least on the website, it needs to be bigger. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Like, now, just in the very front page, hey, check out our podcast about, you know, Patriots all the time, blah, 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 that type of thing. Because like I was telling you before, I have a customer of mine, huge, huge, huge Red Sox and Patriots fan, you know? And he loves the Patriots. He says he goes to the website all the time, and I'm the one that had to tell him, hey, you got to check out the podcast. It's a good time. You know?
Well, basically, Anthony, you have just written my self-review for me, because I'm going to put that in my self-review this year, is that I just don't think on the website, they have all this crap that we're, like, tucked away, and we've gotten really popular, and you'd think that they would want to advertise it more. But here's the problem. Fred Kirsch used to be an innovator. Okay, he used to be on the edge. He used to take chances. But then he kind of got a high up into the organization, and he's kind of lost that a little bit.
On the back nine.
Yeah. He's what we call semi-retired, and he doesn't want to rock the boat. So
shut up.
If they want ads on the website, ads are going on the website for other things, because that's how Fred's working it these days.
Yeah, but I think it's one of these things, though. It's like, you know, people aren't going to sit there and notice an ad on the website. But if you just take a little spot or a bigger spot and just advertise PFW, and then you sell the ads on PFW.
Well,
yeah,
I agree. Anthony, you know what I think Fred and the computer geeks like Chris Ferreira and stuff, their problem is they think people spend all day on these web pages. People go to web pages for 5 seconds
and hit and go.
Hit and go. And
exactly.
we're so buried. They're like, well, if you go here, then here, and click on here 4 times,
press
people
F5
don't
7
do
times.
That. That yeah. That's the
well,
thing they're
me
not
get
getting.
This point out. Let me get this point out, too, Tom. Like, I spend literally, like you said, maybe 5 minutes on the website, you know what I mean? And that's only to download the podcast, maybe just read a little clip in, see the injury report, and that's it. And that's because even if I didn't know about the podcast, I'd probably spend 5 minutes on there. Now, here's where it's very important about the podcast is that, you know, somebody like me, I carry my iPod around with me all day while I'm at work. You know what I mean? I listen to you guys. And that's when I call in a little bit later because I'm listening to the previous podcast. But anyway, that's free advertisement because I'll actually listen to you guys maybe twice sometimes.
Right.
You know, just to see if I missed anything because sometimes you're busy with work and whatnot and just, you know, I just listen to it. And that's free advertisement right there, maybe 2-3 times if somebody's like me and listens to it 2-3 times.
Yeah, but what I got out of this is Eric Scalavino is useless. you didn't mention about reading any updates. It was injury report, podcast. So, hey, we'll try to get Fred. I'll tell you what, the day we can get a computer bag with PFW on it, we'll worry about advertising more on the web.
But. Exactly. But, you know, really, why, again, like I was listening to the podcast yesterday, actually. Andy, you're there, right?
Yes.
Well, the thing, I kind of have to disagree with you with the Bob Sanders thing. And I think, I haven't listened to the whole podcast, but I don't think anybody brought this point. You seem surprised. Like, I don't know, how many votes are there? You said 29 votes he got?
31.
So there's 31 votes total, right?
No, no, no.
He got
no,
29?
No, there's 50.
No, there's 50 votes,
there's 50
he got
votes.
31.
Bob Sanders got 31 and Belichick got 29.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm not too surprised by that. You seem surprised by it, Andy.
I'm stunned. I just think to think that there's a greater majority that think Bob Sanders is the defensive player of the year than that Bill Belichick is the coach of the year, there really must be a bias. There must be a hate against Belichick that I don't get a feel for.
Really? Well, here's my point is that I think, you know, with the NFL, they kind of look at your body of work from the previous year. And I think that helped his case for this year because here's my point is that last year Bob Sanders was missing for what, maybe 7-8 games, I would say.
Right.
I think he missed
you
nine.
Know?
Yeah.
And that, and then you saw that difference with that Indianapolis defense. They just couldn't stop the run, and everybody's like, oh, all of a sudden they turned it on. No, all of a sudden they turned it on because Bob Sanders was in that lineup during the playoffs.
Right.
He makes that much of a difference.
Right. But I think you can see, I mean, you make the same argument for Belichick. He had crap last year, and he took the team to within a minute of the Super Bowl.
Let me ask you real quick, Anthony.
Sure.
If someone else won Coach of the Year, would you be stunned if it wasn't Belichick?
Would I be stunned? I was stunned that he won it. Because
really? Okay, because I would have been stunned. But if DeMarcus Ware had won Defensive Player of the Year, I wouldn't have been stunned, and he got two votes.
Maybe I'm wrong in giving people too much credit, but I think whether you hate Bill Belichick or not, you should still be able to vote for him if he's the guy you should vote for.
They went undefeated.
But I think that if there was no underlying factor, I would have been stunned if he didn't win it. If nothing happened with Cameragate, I think that even if there was five people out there that didn't vote for him because of that, that makes a difference. I don't think it's right. I'm not saying that people, but that's not necessarily a hate factor. Because if you didn't vote for him because you didn't like him, again, put you in my category where you should have your vote taken away. Because there's a lot of things that you don't like in life and you have to, put up with. But if you didn't vote for him because you think that he got an unfair advantage, then that's your opinion.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, just another thing on the Bob Sanders thing. You know how I pointed out last year, that he wasn't there, and then, defense I thought was vanilla last year, and then because he was the point. But anyways, this year, who did they lose? Dwight Freeney. And it seems like that defense didn't even skip a beat. Why? Because Bob Sanders is in the lineup. I think that's another reason.
Well, I'm not saying he shouldn't win Defensive Player of the Year. I'm with Andy. You think that voting would be much closer than a coach that went 16-0? And is it the
I was surprised that the Sanders was as clear of a pick.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a close vote.
I am not surprised about Belichick getting 20. I think 29 was. I was actually kind of like Anthony. I was a little surprised that he got that many because I thought more people would hold the video incident against him than it ultimately did.
Yeah.
All right, Anthony. Well, we appreciate your insight as always,
and your
advertising. Okay. And
you call back. Call back when Fred's here and tell him to get on the ball.
I know. Maybe you need to come up with a clever idea like to eat more chicken with Chick-fil-A. Maybe that'll get him riled up and like that type of advertising.
That's
I don't
true.
Know.
Stupid things do get him wound up.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Take it easy,
take
guys.
Take care.
Thanks,
what was
Anthony.
Yesterday's? He had a really bad idea yesterday.
I don't know. I don't.
All those bad ideas run together.
You know how Tom at the press conference... I just don't listen.
You can't change the format because the AFC Championship party would be ruined.
Not only that, but in college football, they should have a challenge cup.
Oh, yeah. Right. That was the really bad. That was the terrible. They can choose to accept it or not. Well, why would they take it if they could lose the title but can't gain anything?
And we should mention this. We didn't get to talk about it yesterday. Fred, who the AFC party means so much to him, left at like 8 o'clock
right.
and went to bed. Right. We were all out until like 11:30 midnight, and Fred couldn't
Tom
wait
was
to
hammered.
Get out of there.
Not only that, drunk. But you were, which was stunning because that was the first time I'd ever seen it. But
and then we watched Paul eat a 12-pound hamburger. Yeah.
But that was, I was going to say, we went from the party, and then we went out and yep. had something to eat after that, too.
Fred had been
and
sleeping was, for 3-4 hours.
Right. I mean, Fred might as well not even been in the same state.
Our good buddy Joey Feep. He says, since I believe the Patriots will beat the Jaguars like a redheaded stepchild, this email is about other topics I have heard mentioned on the podcasts of late.
Uh-oh.
To Paul, Creature feature on Channel 56 on Saturday afternoons was the highlight of my week when I was 10. Do you recall the goofy host that was supposed to be a ghost? I suppose he...
Dale Dorman.
I suppose he looked like a light... I suppose, but he looked like a light bulb with superimposed arms and legs. What was the host creature's name? And that was, what was it, Dale Dorman?
Dale Dorman.
Dale Dorman.
He's still a DJ in the Boston area on the oldie station.
I was going to say, I've heard that name recently.
Yeah, he used to be on Kiss 108 at the time.
Dale Dorman.
And then he's on Oldies 103.
He says to Tom, Snatch is one of my favorite movies. I'll be interested to hear what you think of it.
It's one of my favorites.
And he goes on to say,
all like Snatch,
too. I've seen it about 100 times. I love the movie. It's a very specific audience because someone like Andy will watch it, and he will be appalled in the first 5 minutes, and he will come on here and tell you how it's the worst because he will never give it a chance.
And he'll talk in like really short, choppy, lightning-quick sentences.
Yeah. And I love the movie.
What you do when you get really all
I would. I would like Andy to watch it for like 10 minutes because I'd like to hear him come in and rip it apart because
I'll
I guarantee you won't like it.
I'll watch it.
It's a very specific kind of comedy, and you won't
those
give it
usually.
Yeah, you won't give it a chance. So.
I like dumb beat me over the head comedy, not like
yeah.
anything
you don't like
outside.
Comedies that don't have the laugh track in the background.
Yeah, this
I like Homer Simpson saying titmouse and giggling.
Yeah, this isn't your cup of tea. To all, I watched the BCS championship game with an eye on several players. I have heard talk of potential Pats picks at number 7, Laurinaitis, Golston, and Jenkins. After watching the game, my feeling is if you had to pick from those three at 7, don't. Trade down. I am obviously not a pro scout, but I didn't see anything from those three players that looked like pro quality.
You're
my
right.
score predictions for the game is Pats 34, Jags 16, Colts 31, San Diego 14, Giants 24, Cowboys 21. I don't like that. Packers 34, Seahawks 28, and that's Joey Feep.
I kind of agree with that. What was the
first
score?
31-14.
I kind of agree with all his picks.
What was the Pats pick?
You like the Giants to win outright?
Yep.
You're nuts.
What was the Pats pick?
34-16.
I don't know about 16, but...
I went a little wider, but the general idea for all my picks is the
yeah.
same.
Well, I don't think the Giants are going to win.
The either. Cowboys will beat the Giants like a drum.
And nope. I like Seattle.
Like a drum.
Nope.
I like Seattle. I kind of like the Seahawks.
Nope. Well, I already got the Packers and the Colts in the Super Bowl, so I can't pick Seahawks.
Well, we all know that you'd rather have your pick be right. Then.
I saw an email up here that said they had a problem with Paul. Let's get to that. You know,
yeah,
I
let's
like
get
those.
To that. I like those, too.
I love the way Tom does the emails. I think, I'm pretty sure.
I'm still wondering if
Paul is cocksure or...
He's a cock. Sure.
Period. Sure.
Okay, this is from Pratt Pie.
You can't say that.
Issue with
the emailer said it.
Issue with Paul.
There's a surprise.
He's a.
I know you guys have to cover the Patriots with a certain level of objectivity, but guys, you can't honestly be hoping for Pat's Colts on January 20th. Where I agree with all of you is this is the one team that can ruin the Pat's chances. That is the exact reason why I and Patriots Nation would want this team to lose this weekend.
No.
Because we all sort of overlooked the Colts going into the AFC Championship game last season, and they came back and they took that away from the Patriots.
Who overlooked them?
First of all, let me say that if you are a Patriots fan, you should be rooting for the Chargers.
The Chargers, yeah.
Yes.
I understand that.
I mean, you know, hey, right. the Cowboys in Green Bay would be great. Give me
but
Seattle.
You'd rather play
yeah,
Seattle.
Give me Seattle.
Right. I agree. And but, I agree with, is it Pratt? This Pratt Pie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, you should root for the Chargers.
Said,
I understand
he's
that.
He's got a problem with you. He said, how could Paul honestly say, I'd be disappointed if the Chargers upset the Colts? How could you honestly hope for a team that has a legitimate chance to come to Foxborough and beat the Patriots? I think speak for Patriots Nation here when I say, let's go Lightning Bolts, because we want to win the Super Bowl this season, not lose in a real nail-biter to the Colts like we did last season. So apparently Pratt Pie thinks the Colts are going to beat the Patriots.
Right.
That's
he's deathly afraid of them. But the bottom line is, from our perspective, last few times that the Patriots and Colts have played, it's been some of the greatest games
yes.
we've ever
right.
covered.
And, that's
and
what
we
I'm,
enjoy covering great games.
That's what I'm looking at. And look, I don't think that the email is wrong. I think if you're strictly looking at it from a fan's perspective,
I think that's kind of a loser perspective.
No, it's not.
I want to march through every team and kill them.
Andy,
you're
I disagree with
you. You want to win the Super Bowl.
You want to get to the Super Bowl, and that means you want the team that you think has the best chance of giving you a tough time to lose. I mean, that's just common.
Frauds.
Now,
be the man. You got to beat the man.
For me, I mean, as a fan, I want the Chargers to win. But I mean, as a Patriots Football Weekly writer, I'm rooting for the Colts because I think that would be the better story, the better game, and you know, and all the things that go with it. Now, bottom line here, Pratt, I think the Patriots are going to win no matter who they play. So I'm not really afraid of anybody.
All worked up now.
Are you?
Bottom line here, Pratt.
No, I mean, do you think the Patriots are going to lose? Well, actually, you do. You think it's going to be the Colts?
Patriots
are
waiting on it. This weekend.
He's waiting on it.
No, he thinks there's a better chance to be 0-2. But yeah.
Oh, shut the bleep up.
Well, why do we have to listen to you talk about 16-0 constantly, but no one ever brings up the fact that you thought they were going to be 0-2?
First of all, I don't talk about 16-0 constantly.
You don't?
All I've heard you say is since week two, I predicted the Patriots would go 16-0.
Easy, Mike in North Attleboro.
I'm just saying. You want to jump on the bandwagon, but... It's not okay.
I want to jump on the bandwagon?
Yeah.
See, that's the part of me that I have a problem with, because I didn't jump on anyone's bandwagon.
Okay.
I didn't predict them to be 0-2, so I didn't have to jump on a bandwagon.
Because you rarely predict anything to be definitive. You wait
for everything to play out. I don't make any predictions.
You wait for everything to play out.
You're right.
And then you latch on to whatever one you kind of mentioned.
Because I was stupid and thought they were going to beat the Jets.
I told now, and Tom didn't tell you. I told you.
No, because I was stupid and didn't pick the Jets to win the opener.
I didn't pick either.
On
I said there was a better chance they go 1-1.
Suddenly this got awfully serious. I think two playoff teams have a chance to beat the Patriots.
Fred, sorry.
How did this get so serious?
Because you're involved.
Right. Maybe I just drank drunk.
I agree with the listeners.
I'm grading, but you have to be right all the time, and yet you turn it around
See,
and say
I don't
that's
look
the
at
opposite.
It that way. I've been hearing about your Randy Moss commentary.
And I've
for
been
the
hearing
past
about you
years.
Saying 16-0 for the last 14 weeks.
As a
not
joke,
16, because,
as a joke,
because you thought they were going 0-2.
As a
but
joke,
we don't hear about that part.
As a joke,
I am.
When did you write
loser.
That Randy Moss commentary? 3 years ago. You're still talking about
last
it.
Last year.
Still talking about it.
Right. But someone else will get credit for it.
No. You'll never let anybody forget you wrote that commentary.
No, I know, because you know I don't say anything about like Richard Seymour that we have a whole bit about that I said I resigned when they drafted him. He only turned out to be the best defensive lineman in the history of the team.
Right.
So I don't ever admit that I'm wrong.
Right.
You're right.
Is that it?
I don't know.
I just let it go until it kind of takes its own course and ends. Okay.
What are you, uncomfortable?
No, I am.
A little argument?
I'm uncomfortable now.
Why are you uncomfortable?
I'm not uncomfortable. I'm just wondering if you guys are done. You can keep fighting if
I'm
you
not
want.
The one who's done.
I'm just going through emails.
I'm done. I don't know if Paul is. He's uncomfortable over there.
All right. Well, this ought to make him comfortable. What's up, Cork Soakers? I'm an avid listener and huge fan. How do I send lunch? I can be reached at... the number is here.
Well, Gary's not here, and he's our food
Love the Pats this weekend. I don't see Jacksonville keeping up. To beat the Pats, teams will need to have stellar quarterback play and create turnovers. Since the Pats don't turn the ball over, I see a big win. That's Christian. Yes, we will take lunch. Gary will get in touch with you.
He'll schedule you.
And yes, and not.
Don't delete that. Don't press.
I'm not deleting it. But now we have now we have people commenting on the fight, which I was hoping for.
How do we get instant comment?
That happened. So
Fred's
fast.
So wrong about the latency of the internet.
Josh,
it's not funny.
How could that have happened so quickly?
Andy needs to change his pad. Tell him to stop stop deflecting and trying to change the subject.
Change what subject?
I don't know. Josh,
now the next guy's going to tell me to do the same.
Josh
thing.
Is with Paul on this.
Wow, that's a rarity.
Okay, we have a long email here. God knows I don't like those.
Tom doesn't like those.
Ken from Canton. The draft.
Rosenthal?
The draft.
I think that speed is much less important than acceleration, especially at running back. Emmett and Barry are the prototype proof of this. 4.5, 4.6 who can stop on a dime and get their top speed in 2 steps. Raw speed is vastly overrated. I would agree with that. Mm-hmm. That's why I would like a guy like Ray Rice. As to dropping down, I just don't see it. For all the reasons that you have already mentioned, but mostly because the draft is very thin at the top and very deep in the first 4 rounds. The other reason is most years you have a majority of the top 10 picks unlikely to ever match production on the field versus value of the rookie contract. This year it should be worse. The Pats aren't the only team that will be looking to drop down and get more picks. I'm pretty sure there will be several more, yet on the other side I can't see many teams looking to move up and are willing to pay anything close to future true value for the pick. Face it, we are going to be picking 7th, and let's hope we get a future productive starter.
You're either picking 7th or you're taking 75 cents on the dollar. It's like the real estate market. You can put it out there for whatever price you want to ask for. Till somebody offers you that, it's not worth that.
Okay, Stripper says, who's in charge of marketing over there? Get your game analysis on YouTube, then TV deals will come. So apparently we're missing the boat with the YouTube. Is that? I don't know anything about this young generation, so.
I'm not sure that.
Game analysis?
But I don't think we could be on YouTube, really.
No.
Especially posted by us, like. Unless the NFL reached a contract with YouTube and all
Patriots. That sounds like it might open up a can of worms.
Fred would squash that in a second.
You know what's
like the NFL might squash
Nick, if they listen.
Nick,
he's been giving away Sopcast for 3 months now.
Nick has
no, I mean if we did it on YouTube and people found out about it.
You never know when Fred's just going to say, bleep him, we'll do it.
Oh, that's true.
Nick has a very, very important question. Oh, shoot, I just missed. Hang on, I'm back.
Who put the clown in charge?
Who do you guys think would win a fight, street fight, between Bruce Lee and Mike Tyson if they were both in their prime?
I don't really know anything about Bruce Lee, so I'm not it.
I would take Bruce Lee simply because that martial arts stuff seems harder to defend. Tyson, you could kind of just stay away from. And
yeah, I think so.
That, I mean, I don't know.
Street fight?
Yeah, street fight.
I say Tyson shoots him.
Oh, well, yeah.
He does like the Indiana Jones.
No weapons. No weapons involved. Then I think Bruce Lee, though, because I think he has more different ways to hurt Tyson than Tyson could only punch him, really.
These guys are starting to annoy me a little bit. Andy, subject, thank God Fred is gone. A couple times this year I predicted a big Patriots win, in particular the Ravens, Eagles, and second Jets game. I want to predict a big Pats win this week, but I am not sure what to make of the Jags. I know they beat a crappy Steelers team, but lately the Patriots seem to be enjoying giving me near-death experiences. I hope the defense is hearing negatives that have been going on around as to how they are old and can't stop the run. Oh, what the hell. Patriots 41, Jags 3. Colts 42, Chargers 10. Giants 24, Cowboys 23. Packers 31, Seahawks 28.
I agree with Andy as well. There's a general sentiment here, Tom. A lot of doubts about those Cowboys.
Why are the Cowboys only scoring in the 20s in these scores, though? I don't get. Because they can move the ball on the Giants anytime they feel like it.
I think they're just going off of the Cowboys offense kind of struggling a little bit down the stretch.
And the Jessica Simpson era.
That was another funny thing this morning. They were talking about, kind of what we were talking about yesterday, how we were saying, what's the big deal? You know, they had 3 days off. You know, it's like, I think Fred said, it's like Brady going to New York, Dallas to Mexico. It's not like he went 4,000 miles across the country. Meter Perel and Jerry Callahan, who were on the morning show, were saying how, what's the big deal? It's not, who cares either way? And, it doesn't have anything to do with football. And John Dennis goes, well, we'll see. And Jerry Callahan goes, no, we won't. I mean, why would we see?
Loses,
if he goes out and throws 7 interceptions, it's going to be because he was in Mexico the week before?
Well, what if he goes out and throws 6 touchdowns? Is it because
he went to Mexico the week before?
The only thing I'll say is, and this is, you guys got me all wrong. If the Cowboys didn't have Wade Phillips as a coach, you'd wouldn't even be able to live with me right now. But I've never bought into Wade Phillips. That's why.
Oh, but that's a different argument. I agree with you on that.
And the thing is, this is what he says to the team. Get away for a while. Just get away from football. Well, you didn't play well the last 3 or 4 games. I don't know if that's the best, we'll just get away. Maybe it'll work. I don't know. But I don't mind guys taking a little time off to themselves. I just don't. I'm afraid with the whole atmosphere of the team, it's not going to fit in well. Here, I think it would fit in well. You know, hey, take a couple days off. I've been killing you in practice. Go do what you do. That's pretty much a party every day in Dallas to begin with. So I just don't know if that's going
to
work.
To me, it's all about what happens the week when they come back. I have all the confidence in the world that Belichick is prepared, his staff is prepared, and they get the game plan implemented, and the players are ready to go. In Dallas,
Tony Serrano's putting together his staff.
Right. I don't have that confidence in Dallas if I'm Tom, and I'm really concerned about how the Cowboys' psyche is going in, the week coming off the bye. It's not so much that they had the time off while not playing well. It's that I don't think they'll do anything this week to better prepare themselves to play.
Yeah,
whereas
that's the concern.
I know Belichick is doing that.
That's the concern. Rich is Tom Casale for president, but then his email has nothing about me, so we'll read it anyway. Hey, guys, a couple things I've been wanting to hear your opinion on. First, what do you think of the play of Troy Smith towards the end of the season?
Not bad.
I think he'll make a nice backup.
Yeah, I don't know if he's got a big enough everything. I don't think he's big enough physically, big enough arm. That was unintentional, by the way. I don't think he's got enough skills. How's that?
No, that sounded very good.
Is that better?
Or
enough
just
skills?
Big enough everything.
Not in a gay way, of course.
I've been waiting for him to see some playing time, and finally got to see it. He wasn't spectacular.
I thought he was all right.
Impressive.
Though.
which is a great thing to see from a guy who doesn't practice much with the starters and is a rookie. What do you think will come of his career, which we kind of just said? Also, does anyone else notice the HD TV on NBC tends to go fuzzy for a second or so and then slowly goes back to clear picture? I just wanted to know if any of you guys noticed this or if I need to get a new HD TV.
Well,
keep
you probably
up the good work,
do need.
You Peckerwood ball walshing taints.
Ball walshing? Now we're combining it? I have that problem, and
it was
I think
Bill
it's,
again.
It's
Bill
old. It's older HD TVs. The newer ones, this whole, I mean, that's what they advertise.
But
the,
yours is pretty new.
No.
No, like 4 years, 5 years, tops?
No, I think it's older than that. I think I got like 2002.
I don't have, I don't really notice that much. Certainly
I
not with one over
on
any
CBS
other channel.
During the NCAA tournament. Every time they shoot a three, when it hits the rim, it goes blurry for a half a second.
Really? That often?
CBS, the NCAA
well,
tournament,
I don't know if,
three
I don't know
point
if,
shots.
I don't know if you've heard of it, but, you know, March Madness, you know, tends to
but
clog
I think,
the server.
I mean, that commercial is the blur. Like, the guy who does the little dance, you know, I can do my dance now, baby. No more blur with the little girl and the DLP and the mirrors and... So I think it's actually there's like technology involved, and that part of it is you hear about that less blur with some of the TVs. So
I haven't really noticed that. I you know, there has been times where it's kind of frozen for a second, and then it goes back.
Was it doing that a lot in the Steelers game?
Not for me,
because it was at the bar I was at. Thing was freezing left and right. That might have just been the local Comcast or something, though.
It might just be an excuse for me to go out and get a new TV.
I'd go with it.
I've been looking for one.
This email isn't going to improve Paul's mood any. I wanted to add to the conversation you were having yesterday about Bill Belichick's standout qualities as a coach. While watching Mike and Mike this morning, I caught Jack Del Rio doing an interview. It got me to thinking that Belichick is probably the only one guy that doesn't do these types of interviews. Can you imagine how crazy it would be if Belichick was calling into Mike and Mike in the middle of preparing for a playoff game? While all the other coaches in the league are giving these interviews, Bill is probably studying film, remaining completely focused on the task at hand. Why don't other coaches follow that example?
Well, Bill does interviews.
Yeah, I was going to say Bill did his Monday.
Right, he does EEI. He's done the New York thing, you know, randomly.
Yep.
He does random interviews.
Yeah. I
don't think that's going to make Jacksonville win or lose.
No. Did you think that one was going to bother me?
You know, just because he said that Bill's the only one that doesn't do it, and why don't other coaches follow his lead?
Yeah.
Well, some coaches are idiots. There's some of those.
See, to me, it's about I would be more willing to say that Bill would never say fill in the blank, you know, that some other coaches do, and I agree with that. I think that Bill is very guarded when he's, you know, in that setting, and other coaches sometimes say things that you just shake your head and like, why would that guy be so stupid?
And I just think
that.
Other coaches are idiots. I think Tony Dungy can do as many interviews as he wants, but his team's going to be ready to play on Sunday.
Right.
It's like the thing. I mean, Bill could do the interview, and he's a good coach. He could not do the interview.
He just doesn't
like
to do interviews.
He's not a good coach because he did or didn't talk to
somebody.
He just
doesn't like to do interviews.
Right. Kind of like Tony Romo in Mexico.
Right. That's the one thing I think Bill places a lot of emphasis on that, and he even thinks it plays a part in his winning, where I think he's just the best coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Sean McLaughlin.
Sean Mack.
Is chiming in here from Hazleton, Pennsylvania. He says, hello, guys. I was hoping we could talk about something I don't hear too much about, the whole Roger Clemens steroid issue. I don't think we are talking too much about it. Okay, I'm kidding. But what is important is the Jags team coming to Foxborough for a whooping. I don't see how the Jags win. Brady Belichick or Gerard Del Rio. Oh, I will really take my chances with Brady Belichick. If somehow the Patriots lose this game, I think the pain that Pats fans feel after the Colts game last year will not compare to a loss to the Jags at home. We have come too far, and I have a date, and we have a date with destiny and the Colts next week. Pats 42, Jags 3. I'm going to go out on a limb and say the big star of the playoffs will be Dante Stallworth. I've been in his corner all year long, and I do hope he comes back next year. I see that he will bust out and have some of the best performances of all the Patriots wide receivers in the playoffs. Happy New Year's, and look forward to the next true Colt preview. So Dante Stallworth is his pick.
What do you think of that?
I think it could happen. I don't think it'll happen, but I think it could.
Yeah. I mean, you never know what the game is.
I don't think he stinks. And
no,
he
can
make a play.
He can play, but I just think it's been so long since he's really was a part of a big part of the game plan. I would be surprised.
You know what would be his biggest attribute if he pulled like Alvin Harper and had a couple of big plays in the playoffs? You know, Alvin Harper never caught nine pass. He would come up with a big play here or there that would kind of change the momentum of the game. I think he could do something like that.
Right. No question.
But I still think Brady looks for Moss.
That's the thing. That's what you've been saying all year long. It's hard for him to do that because when you're looking to change the momentum of the game, you're looking where 81 is,
right,
and you're throwing the ball up to him instead. So you hit it right. He's a poor man's Moss. And when you have the rich man's Moss,
right,
why throw to the poor man's Moss?
Exactly.
Salt has coming in with an apology after last week's phone call.
I was
house
drunk.
Peppa.
Well, that's what threw it off. There was no house Peppa.
Right.
Hey,
I
guys, I just want to apologize for my call this past Friday. While I was only joking, I could see that it did not show the respect that is due for your show, a show which I have enjoyed for the past year immensely. I want to apologize to Tom and Paul for any disrespect they might have felt. After all, they were just being courteous and answering my questions. Only douches and a-holes get blown up, and after I went back and listened to the podcast, I can see why I deserved it. I hope to make up for my call by buying lunch for you next week. All I need to do is have Gary effort the info in what day you guys want it. Again, I'm sorry, and just keep doing what you're doing.
We'll put you in Kiwi for lunch.
No yep. worries there, Saul.
Yeah,
no
don't
worries.
Worry about it.
Even though I haven't been treated that disrespectfully since Andy just bitch-slapped me about 20 minutes ago.
I'm going to hold off my don't worry about it until I see that lunch in front of me. When I get a boneless buffalo wing in my mouth, then I'll say, don't worry about it.
Yeah, make sure Gary gets these, mini Gary.
Yeah. Where is Gary?
Does he still work here?
Hello? Mini Gary, you're in there?
He's trying to talk.
We can't hear
the
you.
The guy is a moron. Look at him.
I can't hear you.
Look at him.
He's pressing every... He's like Lori back there. He's pressing every button that's there.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
He's doing stuff moving into his new house.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a lot of vacation
time. Okay, Luis.
He's got a lot of vacation.
He's always off.
He says, hello, Fred, Andy, Paul, Tom, Gary, and Mini Gary. I think I forgot someone. Bob, must not be that important. I'm certain that the Jaguars will lay an egg Saturday and that they will fail to live to their flavor of the month status. But just for historical references, what was the feeling before Super Bowl 36 when the Patriots were a 17-point underdog? Did you think they stood no chance against St. Louis?
Yep.
Well, I bet them, so you guys were here.
I was just happy to be in New Orleans. I was an intern.
I didn't think they had a chance. I'll be the first to admit that as well.
And Ron Borges didn't think they had a chance.
I didn't think they had as little a chance as Ron Borges thought, but I didn't think they had a chance.
Yeah, I'm not.
I didn't predict 72-3.
I didn't think they were going to win, but I thought, you know, it's a Super Bowl. You got to bet it. Take the points. I'm not laying.
I just looked at the game
for me.
The game that was here in Foxborough that year that everybody was pointing to, I thought was kind of not anywhere near as close as the score indicated. Now there was a huge fumble that Antoine Smith had in the goal line that everybody was talking about, but I just thought the Rams really controlled that game. Warner threw for about 400 yards that night. I didn't think the Patriots ever stopped them. I was wrong. Patriots more than held them in check in the Super Bowl, and they won the game.
All right, we're going to take two more emails. Just give Mini Gary some time here. Two more emails, and then we're going to take a break, okay, Mini Gary?
We also, when you go take a break, we probably should keep the mics on just in case for a minute because he won't have a commercial ready.
This is Matt from Quincy again. He says, hey, guys, I'm thinking of sending you guys lunch again sometime soon now that I have almost paid off Christmas. But the deal – now, you could also send in the Chris Ferreira fund. That's moneyforchris@gmail.com.
Screw Ferreira. Send it to us.
But the deal is you have to reveal to the world once and for all if it's true that Andy eats his subs the long way.
Your mom knows.
Now, is that necessary?
That doesn't even make sense.
Your mom knows, and she knows about my big head, and I'm not talking about the one on top of my shoulders.
Oh,
Jesus. Anyway, I got a real kick out of Ellis Hobbs comparing himself to Jesus Christ. It reminded me of the time when John Lennon compared himself to Jesus. He took a well-deserved beating for his comments, but at least he had better ball skills.
I was gonna say, wasn't John Lennon more productive than Ellis Hobbs?
He had better ball skills.
I have a feeling over the next season or so, the Pats are going to try to gracefully part ways with two players. Hobbs, for his mouth and lack of skills, and Watson, who is nothing less than a first-round bust. I look for the Pats to pick a tight end early in this year's draft because lack of tight end play has basically turned this year's offense into the run-and-shoot. And that's Matt's and Quincy. Matt and Quincy. They did set up records for every offensive statistic.
Really held them back.
Imagine
what they could have done with a tight end.
That's one of those that you have a hard time arguing against when the conventional wisdom says, yeah, but you know they did set a record for points scored. I got nothing.
You know what I thought? What's his name? Schlereth was talking yesterday about the Patriots, and I forgot who he was talking about, but he was talking about looks good coming off the bus, and you want guys to get off the bus first to look like.
Oh, yeah.
All I thought of, first of all, was Ben Watson and Dalis Thomas would be the guys I'd have sitting up front and getting off the bus. And, you know, then Thomas can play a little bit, and Watson is what he is. Look like Tarzan.
All right. Well, we got another apology. It's a day of apologies here.
And the lunches are just lining up.
Good day. We got to get Fred out of here more often.
Yes.
TG and NJ, I have to apologize as well as thank Hans and Franz in regards to my Norv Turner question yesterday. Sorry, guys, I played the Felger card. I wasn't supporting Norv Turner. I was looking more to get your reaction. Andy, thank you. It was very entertaining. Aww. Just the response I was hoping for. Paul, you're welcome. I, too, enjoy a good Andy Hart rant. Tom, even though I wasn't serious, I'm going to take your bet for the tour seriously. I'll do my best to remind you next year. Don't worry. I'll bring lunch. Thanks for putting up with my BS, TG and NJ.
That was a good rant yesterday.
I don't even really remember. What was it?
Because I think he emailed in about, you know, what do you guys think of Norv Turner now? They won a playoff game. They couldn't do that under Marty. And we all went off and said how, well, that's because Marty bypassed this round every
Marty
year.
Marty was in Mexico with Tony Romo on that
and
weekend.
And then you just went off for about 5 minutes, and you started talking in those lightning-fast sentences again.
Andy Hart mad!
Yeah, absolutely. And I got a big kick out of it. I remember that now.
All right, well, we will take a break because I'm going to eat a salad.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats! Woo! Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo! And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats! Woo! Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
and sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
Gillette Stadium. The mic wasn't on. Back here, PFW in progress, Gillette Stadium. Mini Gary can't do two things
at
once.
He's giving us the point to start.
He's on a phone call, but he didn't have the mics on. And Tom Casale is deep-throating turkey over there. Not the country, just a couple slices, but devouring a salad that...
Well, it was actually a sub that he turned
into. Well,
he pulled
the meat out of a sub and added it to a salad.
It was well done, by the way. He actually made a salad look good to me, and I don't really like salad all that
still
much.
A salad.
That's true.
Well, end of the
it's
day.
A good salad, though.
It's like when you go to those restaurants and people try to be healthy, but they order like a buffalo chicken salad. You just want the buffalo chicken.
It's like that Real Men of Genius spot with the taco salad. You've managed to take the only nutritious part of a salad.
Right.
And
when you order a buffalo chicken salad, you're eating the buffalo chicken.
Yeah.
Just order buffalo wings. Don't pretend you're healthy and that you want the lettuce in there.
That's a good point.
The lettuce just flies right through you anyway. You mix
Is
that
there
with
anything that doesn't
wings.
Fly right through you?
That doesn't happen to you guys?
Well, you get a little roughage. That's
like right through. I mean, it looks like in that bowl is little pieces of lettuce.
No.
In the bowl the next day in the bathroom is little pieces
I
of lettuce.
I understood it. I didn't need it mapped out for me, Andy.
So that doesn't happen to you?
No, it doesn't.
Really? Corn?
He really is unbelievable. He's a stream of consciousness, and he has no filter.
Corn, whole olive?
This is why I worry if
the whole olive one, I'll be honest, that's the one that really started to bother me. When an olive made it through the whole system with pimento intact.
God
that
almighty.
One really started to bother me. That one I had to reconsider. Did I even chew?
Paul Spicer, if they want to use that as bulletin board material, go ahead. You shouldn't need what someone else said to motivate you. I'm here to play football. I'm not worried about what they did 4 months ago.
Right. Neither are they. They would have beat
Paul.
And they'll beat you now, so it doesn't matter. But anyway, what were we talking about before we took a break?
It amazes me these guys keep doing this. I just can't believe it.
They never learn. And with them, you got all of them. They got their website with the little asterisk thing, which doesn't mean anything. But
see, I think that's stupid.
It's
the Paul Spicer thing
it.
Doesn't bother me one bit. You know,
like,
because
you think
a lot
we'd
of
be
players,
allowed to do that if we had power rankings on pages.com.
No,
I'm pretty sure it would last less than 10 seconds before called us.
We wouldn't be allowed to do that. No way. If the Jets did it, there's no way we'd be allowed to do that.
I have to say something. Hang on.
We'll wait for him to drink his water.
We could have just continued to talk and waited for you to get whatever that was in your throat out of it.
I am appalled.
Appalled.
That ESPN is talking to Earl Campbell and asking him questions about the Patriots. I don't know if you know about Earl Campbell.
He can barely talk.
He's on medication.
I've seen him a lot lately.
He's
though.
In a bad, bad way.
Yeah.
And well, he probably needs money. You know what? I don't think he has a lot of money. And I just thought he's given his opinion on the Patriots. It's obviously not a level-headed opinion, okay? And first of all, who cares? No disrespect to Earl Campbell, who was a great player. But,
thanks, Bill.
But who really cares what he thinks? And then you take him, he's not in a good state of mind, and you're asking him what he thinks about the Patriots cheating?
Yeah, I don't.
I agree with you.
I think that's kind of leading the witness.
He couldn't really, I mean, I heard the clip this morning on the radio coming in, and he could barely really talk. I mean, he was kind of hard to listen to.
And there's no reason to ask him. I agree with Tom.
Right.
If he worked for a network and covered the league still or was an analyst, that's one thing. But just because he wants, I agree with Ellis Hobbs. Just because he once played the game doesn't mean he can talk about it now.
After he was done talking, they came back, and Callahan goes, I can't believe ESPN let him slip by. Which made me laugh. Cheap shot, yes, but it made me laugh.
Yeah, it is a cheap shot, but that's what Callahan does best usually.
Yeah,
and he entertains me.
Very sarcastic. That's why
I'm back.
That's why he's making 7 digits.
You didn't finish your lettuce.
I'm with you. I just wanted the meat.
Toilet bowl. Gary, you got that one on tape?
You know, Mini Gary doesn't, so I'm safe. All right, where were we here?
Mini Gary will play
which, by
back
the way,
in about 30 seconds.
That Clemens one is a good drop for that, where he says, can I drink the water? And I can swallow. That's a good radio drop in to keep in the archive. You might want to get that, Mini Gary.
I got
to
say, I take a pounding.
I'm with Andy. I'll take the meat, he says.
Okay, Marshall in Steubenville, Ohio. Sounds new to me.
Sounds very new to me.
I have moved from Massachusetts to Ohio, and I enjoy listening to your show online. I am looking forward to the game this weekend. I believe that the Jaguars are a good team, but I do not think that they will have any way of outscoring the Patriots.
What do you guys think? By the way, wasn't it a better game when the tabloid mindset was not attached to the game? Does a real football fan care one bit about Romo in Mexico or any player's private life for that matter? Thanks for the show, and I will miss the regularity at the end of the season.
Does a real football fan? I don't know.
I agree with you. I don't think that anybody really cares about that stuff.
I'm a Cowboy fan, and I could care less what
he's
doing.
But I think a lot of people do care.
No,
I mean, the culture
do.
We live
people,
in.
Yeah, people do.
The whole extras, Hollywood. I mean,
no, but as sports fans.
Star. No, I know, but I think there's a crossover. I think there's sports fans who are also into that. Like, I don't even know what that gossip / celebrity. That's a huge industry.
And oh, there's no doubt there's an audience there. There's no doubt that I'm in the minority because I don't really care.
Right.
But I'm just talking about sports fans.
Right.
I would think if you're a real sports fan and you're into the game, you don't really care that much about the gossipy
now,
stuff.
Me,
who's dating who.
I only care about it because I'm madly in love with Jessica Simpson. If it was any random model or so, I couldn't care at all.
It's, yeah, when it was Carrie Underwood, you didn't
know.
You
had nice legs, though.
Following everything.
No. Yeah, and in general, I assume this is how the world works. Actors marry actors. Celebrities kind of end up hooking up with celebrities. They're,
right.
You know, they're at parties together. I go to a party with Paul and Tom. They go with, you know, famous people that are important.
Paul and Tom do?
Oh. No, I mean like celebrities.
Nah,
you and I go out on the road for a
right.
beer and a wing.
Oh.
Well,
right.
If I'm Tony Romo, I go out and I happen to cross paths
right.
with Jessica Simpson.
Generally, we're not rubbing elbows with
right.
the,
we're not
the rich and famous.
Celebrities, like Felger, who considered
yeah.
himself a celebrity.
Except for that one party we went to at the Super Bowl in Houston, and there was like four people there. There was more out of the any. What was
oh,
that
yeah.
party that we went to? Which one was that?
I don't know, but it sucked.
Yeah. It was
Sausage
terrible.
Fest.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be like an FHM party, and I never
oh, that's
saw
what
a hot
it was.
Chick
that,
all
that's
night.
What it was. It was FHM.
Although then when we left, there was a line outside that included
huge.
Like Tony Gonzalez. And Jason
Good
Witt.
Move.
Yeah, we're leaving.
But there were,
you know what we
Tom.
Were the old guys. We were leaving at like 10, and at like midnight, all the
A-listers
were coming
in. What time
in.
Did you leave?
It was lame. It was a bad
But the bottom line
party.
Is, as soon as they get in, not even the FHM girls would have interest in us, and they're paid to have interest in us.
And yeah, it was,
true.
I mean, it was had to have been
it was a
30,
sausage fest.
30 to 1.
Yeah,
30 guys for every woman, and there weren't that many attractive
and
women.
And the FHM girls weren't even hot.
Right. Now, unless they were going to bring in the A-team
right.
later on.
And the A-team would have gravitated
well,
towards
Gonzalez and Witten
right.
were there, and they probably
oh, yeah.
broke out
they
the
were going towards them.
But there was an
and
enormous
led upstairs
line.
To some room to get, you know.
When we were leaving, there was an enormous line outside.
Yeah.
I can't remember that. I can't believe that.
It was lame.
That was a letdown. I was really looking forward to that party.
Okay.
Okay.
Christ almighty.
I thought in that whole rant about, like, celebrities, you had time to get another email
I
queued
did,
up.
And I hit something else, and son of a mother. Okay, we got a...
Speaking of... No, I had nothing for that one. Usually we have a good...
AJ.
Little quip.
AJ says, Paul, here is an off-the-wall question. What? Hey, I'm with Andy when he... we're all here. You
I agree.
Ask,
you address one person, you
yeah.
don't get it read.
You see,
okay.
You see what I'm talking about? Right. This animosity that
okay.
came out of nowhere
listen,
toward me.
No, but we're...
I don't understand.
We're all here together. You're not going to ask just one
you
person.
You ask the
we're,
show a question.
You're not going to just ask one person's opinion. Strippers. Tom, what is your opinion on Ben Moffitt?
I was going to say, everybody asks Tom questions. Why don't you get mad at them?
That was the
and
whole
And I don't
setup.
Read them when I host.
The...
Many a time it goes, hey, Tom, and I go, delete.
Oh, okay.
No,
oh,
this,
all right.
This,
I
think
doesn't say, hey,
fair.
Guys.
I,
this was a
the only guy you're allowed
fair.
To leave out is Eric.
This
that's
was a
fair.
Whole setup.
He's irrelevant.
You know, that was
Already
a whole, hard, that hard, was a hard, whole hard. Setup. You know, you couldn't.
It, yes, I got it.
Okay.
We understood it.
we
don't have to have it read back to us. We're not children.
Eric, do we have an update from the practice field?
Sure we do. We have inside.
Sure we do. Good energy there. Why don't you bring it up a notch? Let's start over. Eric, do we have an update from the practice field? Give me Romeo Crennel. Go.
No. Woo. Not give me Woo. Romeo Crennel.
Yay.
You got no energy.
You know, it's late in the year. We're
You're
just
covering the best team. We're covering the best team in football
Maybe next
history.
Year I'll ask them to win a few more games for you next
okay,
year
thanks.
So you have a little bit more
you
enthusiasm
pompous.
This time of year.
Don't start throwing the pompous thing around again. That's getting old. And it's
Tell me about
it's
it.
Really
I've been dealing
old.
With it for 4 months.
Oh, my. Wow. Boy, you poor thing.
You've had to deal with the NFL
you
season for
baby.
4 months, and it's worn down on you. You got the update?
Yes, we were inside today, thanks to the...
After that rant about being out and everything yesterday?
Yeah. And it wasn't really that windy, and it's not raining. It's cloudy. There might have been a little drizzle before, but I don't know. It's
still warm, though, right?
Yeah, still very warm. But they were inside the bubble. Uppers today. Yesterday was full pads. Uppers only today. I don't know. Read into that what you will. But
I don't read anything into it.
Okay, fine. Don't read anything into it then. One player. Who
brought Cranky Pants to the show?
And why is he playing the role of Fred Kirsch, talking like this all the time, and then coming back, and then coming in? And then going
you are doing that.
Well, because if I have to look at you, you're sitting over there. If I have to look at him,
he's
sitting over there.
I look at everybody. I talk to Paul. I talk to Tom. I talk to little Gary. At everybody.
Well, you're
it's
better.
Not that hard.
You're
just speaking to the mic.
You're better at handling mics than most people, Andy. I think you know
that's true, and you
too.
Know he eats the sub the long
yes,
way
he
too.
Does.
Handling mics.
As Matt and Quincy would say.
I can block the middle linebacker.
And the other day, he took the donut with the white stuff on top too. Just in case
I
anybody
don't even know what that,
that
means.
He's trying to get dirty over here. He's trying to fight fire with fire. It's not working for him. You were better off when you said, God bless you, Andy.
God bless you, Andy?
Yes, that worked for you. That whole shtick, I liked that shtick.
Yeah, how come that
went
away so
fast? All right,
let's
get back to
this. You know how the WWF, they come up with these things,
right,
and then they realize they don't work.
Right.
But when you get a good one, like when Mankind had Head, everybody loves Head, and
yes.
People would go nuts. That was a good one. You
right.
Stick with it.
That wasn't Mankind. It was Al Snow.
Wonderful.
Well, you know, I got it.
Yeah,
got
he
his
was
point.
A knockoff Mankind.
But I get your point.
That's why they put them together as a tag team for a while.
All right, so two players were out today, Antoine Spahn and Steven Spock. So, I mean, not like.
So no players were out.
So really, not, yeah, Kyle Eckel returned. I know you were all worried about
him. Oh, his belly's better?
I guess so. Only
he had a lacerated liver.
there was only one little side note that I took notice of that was of any importance. You know how before they get into their stretching lines, they sort of run the length of the field or the sideline to sideline a couple of times, and then they sort of get in lines. After they did that, Rodney sat down and then, you know, started to stretch a little bit, then got up, went over to the trainer's sideline, and he took his I think it was his right shoe, took his right shoe off, took the whole sock, everything, had the tape job taken off, and was sort of just sitting there for a little while. And then they got like a gauze pad or something and had to retape his ankle. And he got up a little bit afterwards and sort of jogged a little bit. And don't know if he was testing something or just trying to see if the tape job worked okay, but we might want to keep an eye on when the
a bad tape job. Could have just been a bad job.
Could have been. But, you know, when the participation report comes out later.
And
when that participation report comes out later, I'm just going to see if...
According to you, he missed a portion of practice, right?
Actually, he did. Because
stretching is part of practice?
Well, actually, after stretching, too, when they broke down into positional drills, he was still getting the tape job and still...
So according to Eric
out, so.
Scalavino of Patriots.com, expect Rodney Harrison on the injury report.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
I hope that ends up on some wire somewhere. Eric Scalavino.
Is that all you got?
That's all of consequence that happened. They kind of kicked us out a little bit earlier, I think, than normal, so...
I love how that window is like when they just this. I thought it had to be a 20-minute window, not
I think
Bill wants you out.
I think it's 15, minimum of 15, and I think we just snuck under the wire. It was very close to being less than 15. But
I love how they just
do what they want.
Yeah.
All right. So. It's web radio at patriots.com, 508-543-7482. And if you want to donate to the Chris Ferreira Fund, it's moneyforchris@gmail.com.
You actually started that?
Yeah. I started
online?
The foundation.
Anything come in? Yeah.
Well,
better
I don't
not
know.
Be because it should checked. Go to lunch for us.
Now we're going to give it to Chris to help heat his home. I told him I was worried about him. I was going to do something else.
He's one
out.
Step behind the
he's
commercial.
He's got like a buck seven.
Yeah, he's got some change in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were rattling the little cam before.
I'm going
we
to get
down.
A coffee with it later.
As soon as he cuts back on those 98 Christmas gifts, then I'll worry about it.
I know Andy put in a dollar before, and then he was threatening to take the dollar out already. So
I'll be taking it back at the end of the day. Be damned if I give him money. He needs to learn how to budget himself.
Yeah, and, you know, ask his wife to help out every
right.
now and again.
By the way, you guys must have been talking about this at the top of the show, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I heard from the other cube mumbling was, oh, you got to be kidding me. Oh, for God's sake.
But he loves it. He loves being part of the show.
We can't get him down here, though.
No.
He won't be on the show.
Because he's scared.
No.
Because
he won't participate in the show.
He knows how poorly it goes when we talk to him in a group setting just upstairs in general, and... If he comes on the show, it'll
I mean,
be that on.
We hammer the hell out of this kid. You got,
but
you
it's not that
see,
hard.
No, it's and his friends are who listen to the show are actually begging him to stop talking to us. They don't want him to give us any more information
but
because we're just
it.
Killing
he
him.
He can't help it.
He's got to give us his views on life, which are demented,
twisted as they come.
It's funny though how he does, how he starts into them. It's not like he just comes up to you and says, "You know, Andy, I got a problem." Yada yada yada.
Right.
He starts in like, "Hey, Tom." How do you, let's say, hypothetically, heat your home?
Right.
Let's just say.
He does. He tiptoes into it.
You're right.
You ever apply for that Joe's Oil thing?
And then my favorite phrase of his is, people say, what people?
What people? Your wife says. Josh in Arlington, this is his second email today, I think. I did notice that same thing this past weekend. It was a blurry of, oh, this is the TV?
The TV. Oh, I was like, what, that thing?
The HDTV. It was a blurry effect I had never seen. I noticed it during the high school All-Star game and then during the pro game after. I had never seen it before and have not seen it since. So,
might be NBC's HD.
And we do have about 75 emails about the HDTV. So,
does this guy watch the Under Armour high school game? Is that what he said?
Yeah, there was
actually two games on this week. There was one on,
and there was also a skills competition that I watched some of.
I didn't see that. But there was one on ABC, I think, too. Well, it was ESPN, but I think they put it on ABC. And then that one.
Wow.
All right.
Soon it'll be Pee Wee.
Well, those are on Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Wide World of Sports at Disney World.
Scott from Washington. Loved the Creature double feature when I was a kid. Good one to bring up. I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
That was a local. Either. It was a local thing, Tom. And Andy probably wasn't born.
I also like the movie Loft on Channel 38 with
Dana Hersey.
That I do remember.
I've heard of that.
Because you used to get 38. I bet as one of those stations.
Yeah, right? I do remember the movie Loft. That was good stuff. That was the first channel to show Dirty Harry and similar movies with little editing on TV, which was great fun to see when we were probably too young to see it. As for your website, I'm glad to hear you guys say it ain't so great. I have to agree.
Good thing Fred's not here.
But you know what's going to happen? He's going to read this email and he's going to say you guys said that it wasn't so great.
We didn't.
I didn't say it.
I did. The streaming video is choppy. The rollover stuff gets in the way. It's just a pain to navigate. I have been using Patriots.com features since the broadcasts were called Cyber Sideline, which sounds a lot like Fred thought that up. And it has just gotten more and more cluttered and non-user friendly. Love the show, and good luck getting Fred to improve things. Speaking of Fred being on the back nine, is he going to retire if the Patriots win it all? I thought we had to worry about Rodney or Bruschi, but not Fred, too. Oh, no. I think you might have to.
You should worry, and we do every day.
I worry because I'll be out of a job. I know that probably makes a lot of other people happy, but...
Well, no, because they won't know, because this show will go down the tubes.
Scares the bejesus out of me, kind of like Huckabee.
What's wrong with Huckabee?
Scares the bejesus out of me.
Why?
I'm not really...
He's like Ellis Hobbs. He compares himself to Jesus.
Those religious conservatives scare me.
Nah. Fight religion with religion.
Karen from Rhode Island. I keep hearing all the emailers predicting a blowout with Jacksonville. The Patriots haven't blown anyone out since the Steelers a month ago, and that was close at the half. The Patriots were 2 touchdown favorites in New York, and they only won by 3 points and had to come from behind to do it. I think Jacksonville is going to be just like the last few opponents the Patriots have had, Ravens, Philly, Giants, and give the Patriots all they can handle. No blowout. Patriots 24-21. Way too much confidence on the part of Patriots fans, and I'm a Patriots fan. P.S. When are you guys going to be on Comcast Sports Tonight show again? You are the best on that show, especially Tom. Much better than Felger.
Friday.
Never. Andy and I have been asked back.
When
yet.
They call,
well, you were
I
just
go.
On. When were you just on?
We were on a couple
last
weeks
week.
Ago.
But we, you yeah, were on last week.
We were.
Right?
Oh, you were on
so
last
you might
week?
Be on
yeah,
again.
When Wilfork. No. It's clear that Tom and I are on, like, the. You know how when Belichick.
Oh, that's good. You got another yeah, go at it? When
it's clear
when
that.
On? Why don't I know about this?
Tuesday, Wednesday?
Sorry. I didn't know it was a secret.
Oh, no.
It wasn't.
No. Usually, I would hear about it. I didn't know. Oh, so that's good. So you did get a call back. So
it's clear we are like Hank Poteet.
Yeah.
When all the other DBs are hurt, they call us.
Well,
when
that's
Vince Wilfork decides he can't do it, they call
us. That's good, though, going forward. I mean, the station's growing. If other people get promoted to more things, maybe we'll get that.
And I do think that that's happening at that station. I think they're going to... I think they might be increasing their programming.
This
that
is
could, that, could, that could work out in our
sound
advantage.
Like a really dumb question. Is Comcast Sportsnet on Cox?
I don't know. No, we don't get it.
Did you get Fox Sportsnet? Fox Sports New England?
Yes.
So they we pulled get, it once it became Comcast?
I guess so. We always have had NESN and Fox Sports New England.
So you don't have that anymore?
So what do you watch the
we
Celtics
have
on?
We have both
no,
of those.
Comcast is the station.
What do you watch the Celtics on?
NESN, I believe.
No.
Celtics are on NESN?
I don't think so.
It's 55 or 56, whatever channel that is.
You must have Comcast.
It must be Comcast. No.
See, that's weird.
That is weird. That's a good question.
Well, I was wondering because, you know, there's other. My mother gets a different cable. So there's other cable systems in the in this area. It's not just Comcast, and I would think.
But you have to have the Celtics have to be available on something.
That's what
think.
I would think, and I would think it would kill Cox to put Comcast Sportsnet on.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's all I got. Well, I usually babble to give you time to get an email ready, and then you go, oh, geez, I hit something, and I can't read it.
They actually do a lot of sports now on Cox Channel 3, Cox Sports New England, they call it. They put a lot of games on there.
Put this in your mouth.
Oh, jeez. Whoa.
It's a sandwich. Here, take it.
All right, leave it there.
It's not the first time someone said that.
Andy in Vermont is on Fred's side here. He says, if you go to the first page, www.patriots.com, your PFW link is always right there. Before you go to the home page, no digging, it's right there. People bookmark the home page. That's the problem. The podcast I don't know splash about, but page. The live link is always there and easy to spot.
They call that the splash page.
I never go there because my Explorer saves home page.
Well, that's good. I always end up going to that stupid splash page.
Well, I used to do. Wow.
I have to because I have to load stuff on there.
I get rid of the splash page because that just wastes time.
Right.
All right.
Now, how about Comcast? Should I talk about it again while you find an email?
I got one. Hey, did you see the hot picture of McCain's wife that you were drooling over?
Oh, let me see.
Yeah.
My wife wants to marry her.
I'd do her. I shouldn't say that. McCain's the kind of hothead that'll come down here and whoop my ass.
She's got Secret Service protection. You don't need that.
Secret Service around the corner.
All he needs is get that little finger on the button again. You'd be gone.
Dartmouth, Mass. Would be blown off the earth.
We're getting a little low on email. Stripper, send in a question.
Webradio@patriots.com. I'm not sure. Did you ever give it out?
Yes, twice.
Oh, you did?
Webradio@patriots.com. 508-543-7482.
All I heard was moneyforchris@gmail.com.
How much you want to bet there's emails at moneyforchris@gmail.com.
And I'm hoping some of them get put on like a spam
check
thing.
It now.
So he gets like,
check the email.
I can't do that.
Gain
kind
3 inches
I'll get
right now.
I'll let Andy go on another rant here in a minute and then check it.
Okay.
Isn't that Bo Jackson?
I thought it was too, but
Marcus Allen. But what a goal line run they just
caught my attention too, Tom, but it was a disappointment. Let down. It's just the Hall of Famer. Not the great one.
Okay, Dave the Truth says, I hear a lot of people say that Jacksonville is going to beat the Pats. Did they not watch Jacksonville's performance against Pittsburgh? It wasn't exactly a decisive win. Garrard didn't play exceptional, and they showed a lot of weaknesses. If you look at how the Patriots trounced the Steelers 3 weeks back or so, there's no debate. Is this just the naysayers hating on the Patriots or what? This is Dave the Truth.
Some Patriots fans have been a little scared by the performances over the last 6 weeks. Fred Kirsch, I think, would be one of them.
I just need to see someone pick Jacksonville.
God,
I haven't seen anybody pick them.
Nor should they. It's a blowout city.
I guess Deion Sanders picked them.
I stand corrected. He did say that.
That's because he loves David Garrard because he wears a feather in his
hat. Which I still find odd because he's been on the Patriots all year long. So,
and Comcast is available on channel 56.
Wait,
I need something else to talk about.
Artie comes in. He goes, I think Eric Scalavino has some really good but not great information. Does he even go to practice?
Oh, poor Eric.
Why do you get mad?
I know.
You're supposed to laugh.
Experience, dude.
So you can't laugh at that?
He's angry.
You're an angry.
No, I'm not.
You're an angry, angry
oh,
man.
Oh, wait.
I used to think that Andy Hart was the Incredible Hulk. This is nothing compared to you.
Strippers chimes in. Dave the Truth had a link to a site that I didn't want to read on the air.
And it's like 17 guys that picked Jacksonville?
No, it was something that strippers would be known for. And he says, he's in my
Oops.
Biz, and if your wives need any accessories, his site sells them. So he sells stuff for
Whose
females.
Whose site sells them?
Dave the Truth, the guy I just read.
He's in, so what do you say? He's in my biz?
He's in his biz. So him and Strippers. Now, Strippers wants us to talk about Moffitt and if he'll be a stud.
Strippers, can you get us invited to that big porn convention in Vegas and, you know, get our airfare taken care of? I've always wanted to go to that.
The
adult video?
Yeah. They have that whole big thing in Vegas. Can you imagine being in Vegas when the entire porn community converges on Vegas?
Yeah, no, thanks.
The thing about Moffitt is,
I think it'd be fun.
And this goes with the whole South Florida defense, they're fast, but they've had trouble with powerful teams, like bigger teams. You saw that with Oregon, who had no quarterback play whatsoever, and they lined up and just pounded Jonathan Stewart at them. So
we'll have to break him down a little. I don't know how he would be in a 3-4. I just know South Florida's defense as a whole was good against speed teams like West Virginia, but struggled against power running teams. Rutgers was another team that beat him by running the ball at him. So that is a guy we'll have to break down more once we get those videos that may or may not come. So,
Jesus, these videos, we always have to worry about.
Okay,
it.
Now see, now the guy AJ, he put us all in there. So I'll read the Fred, Paul, Andy, and Tom. Love the joke. Now, can you answer the question? Patriots will win this game 31-10. Realistically, who did the Jags really play this year? The only team in our atmosphere they played was the Colts, and I think they played them close was because of familiarity, like the Jets used to play us. Can you tell me who they really played, and are we going to roll? Deion Sanders is an idiot.
Let's see here. They played the Colts twice. They played Pittsburgh. They played San Diego.
Tennessee.
They played Tennessee twice. So there's six playoff teams right there. So that's comparable to what the Patriots played, six playoff teams, right?
And yes, they're going
to
roll.
However, I don't think that Jacksonville is anywhere near as good as the Patriots, and I think they will roll.
Okay, now I've made a mistake here. Do not ask strippers to send in questions. That was a mistake on my part, and I apologize.
I will learn from it and think better in the future.
Karen chimes back in. She says, tell Eric Comcast Sportsnet is on Cox Cable in Rhode Island, Channel 55.
All right, so
the Celtics are also on
there was one
channel.
Thing I thought you knew about. It was Cox.
Rhode Island. And the only thing that you're
that
good for
Andy.
Is your little
God
state
you,
there.
Andy.
And you can't even come up
right.
with any information.
My little state is beautiful. Don't you start knocking it.
You're the only one who likes it, and you can't even give us information.
I know someone
on it.
Who doesn't.
A couple of mass holes over
I know
here.
Someone who doesn't like Eric. Dustin's back. Wow. I heard about the injury update or the possible quote unquote bad tape job. My question is, what implications does he think this may have on the game? Seriously, is this guy a clown?
I know.
He's here to make us laugh,
dude.
Eric?
Oh, that hurts.
Hey. What implications do you think it'll have on the game?
If the guy has an ankle injury and doesn't play, that has a big impact on the secondary, especially when you got 6'4 receivers all over the place, 6'4, 6'5 receivers. You know, you can take every hard-hitting safety you can get, for God's sake. Wake up, you idiots.
Wow. If you're also, I'll back up Eric a little bit. Let's just say, for argument's sake, that Rodney Harrison couldn't play. You might think it's not the end of the world this game because Jacksonville doesn't really, Mercedes Lewis is not Dallas Clark or Antonio Gates, one of those guys, but he's a guy that you're probably going to play around the line of scrimmage a lot against Jacksonville's running game.
Right.
He's more adept at doing that than anybody else the Patriots have. Maybe you'll see Sanders, up there.
I think you would.
So I think it would have an impact on the game. I don't think it's going to tip the scales or anything like that.
And we're not saying he's not going to play.
Yeah, he's going to play.
We're just saying if something happens and he doesn't show up in the game, and then all of a sudden you read something on the Globe or the Herald that says, he missed a little bit of practice the other day.
Even
if people say, oh, you heard it from the Globe,
who brought the jerk?
Even if it's like Andy and he says, and he ends up on the injury report later today, like Andy said, then you'll know why.
Well, I'm not reporting that. I heard that from
the
Eric Scalabino.
LakeReport.com. Yeah, thanks.
If Bill hears that someone's reporting that Harrison should be on the injury report, it's Eric Scalabino at Patriots.com.
I want that link to say Eric Scalabino.
You know how
reporting.
Like those Yahoo things, it says random little notes? And I want it to say Eric Scalabino is reporting.
I actually had one in like week two.
Not surprised you remember.
I don't.
You also got a vote for Rhode Island Senate. You
somebody emailed jerk. Somebody emailed me and said, hey, did you know you're getting mentioned on Yahoo Sports? I'm like, for what?
That's what I would have
some random injury thing. Got some Scalabino.com news, Andy.
What's that? Sold a painting?
I got my first ever show, so there's a possibility I could sell a painting.
What do you mean show?
A gallery exhibit.
Mini Gary's cracking up in there.
I'm glad we amused Mini
Gary. So you
Gary.
Could sell a painting.
Gary's a good audience.
His name's not Gary. It's Mini
I know
Gary.
I know that.
Where's the show?
Providence. A gallery in Providence. The Providence Art Club.
I was going to say, do you want to give it out? You're on
sure.
our show. You can use all the help
why,
you can get.
I don't
get.
Know why you would want to even offer
I mean, we
some
got Karen's in Rhode
it.
Island. A few others might be in Rhode
yeah,
Island.
Karen's big Rhode Island.
Right.
Rhode
Island so the show starts on Super Bowl Sunday, so I probably won't be able to go.
To your own show?
To my own show. It starts on Super Bowl Sunday, but it runs through the month of February. So it's, you know.
So you'll be
a show means your paintings will be on display at this gallery?
Yes, it's a group show, so there's a bunch of artists, and they all are on display. And they're
are you going to bring your prices down a little bit?
No,
well, you're not
my prices
sell
are my prices.
Well, that's a good way to look at it.
That's the way the art world works.
It's kind of like Andy's thing on real estate. You can have your house up there for whatever you want, but if
1.2 million.
If no one's willing to give it to you, that ain't...
Looks like a raised ranch to me. What do you get 1.2 billion for? Don't you want to sell paintings?
Yeah, I do.
Well, Dustin has an idea for you.
He said, great.
The coach is going to be pissed when he hears that Scalabino is leaking information. They should banish him back to Rhode Island. Maybe he can sketch Harrison's taped ankle.
We finally got him to laugh.
It's not so much
he's gritting his teeth as he's laughing.
I am not.
You have to take a picture first and then trace the picture.
Or just use the light bright.
Right. Or pay $100 on the Sky Mall.
What are you talking about?
No,
it's Fright Night.
Lights out.
It's light bright.
Yeah, lights out or night Fright light. Night or something
night
like
light.
That.
Night light.
Yeah. Night light
Gasell. Strippers wants to know about Alan Patrick, running back, OU, third or fourth round. I don't care for him. I don't really like him. I think he's like the third best running back on that team. Plus, your OU team stinks. So we don't really want any of those guys.
You know what that comes back to? They disappointed him in that bowl game against
West
Virginia.
I don't like Patrick, but said he also says in another email that I went to porn conventions. I went from 1999 to 2006.
Oh God!
Then Playboy bought Club Jenna and left me out of the trips. It's a great weekend in Vegas.
I can imagine it would be.
You're gonna take Deirdre and Jackson, huh?
Yeah. Good fun
little family.
Good wholesome family fun.
Yeah. Hmm?
Another female. We're
Deirdre
loaded.
Wouldn't have a problem with it.
Really?
We're,
she goes both ways?
No. What does that mean? she's not like you. You only go one way.
I was going to say, he doesn't go both ways.
Diana from Long Island, God another
you,
female.
Except when you make up a girlfriend.
Another female listener.
That's good.
Diana.
Diana in Rhode Island?
Long Island.
Long Island.
She says, hey, guys, I love your show. It makes my day at work where I'm stuck with mostly Jets fans bearable. I was listening to NFL radio on Sirius the other day when I was driving home, and that idiot Adam Schein was calling Jacksonville America's team. I'm sure Tom...
They're not Jacksonville's team. They can't sell out in Jacksonville.
It's
true.
No one gives a rat's ass in their own city.
Let me tell you about America's team. They have the lowest attendance. They have the lowest jersey sales. They are the least valuable franchise in the NFL
it's
right
now.
It's the smallest market.
Who's calling them?
Adam Schein.
The guy is a total nitwit. He's the guy I make fun of because every time we hear him, he's saying like, Aaron Ross has redefined the cornerback position in just the fourth game. Like,
he takes Chris Berman to a whole new level.
Yes, he's a clown with an annoying voice.
Idiot. She says,
but I'd love to be on that network sometime.
All he did was go on and on about how Jacksonville is going to beat the Patriots and then went on to say that San Diego is going to beat Indy as well. Well, Adam Schein taking the money line with on both games, I guess.
Adam Schein on Coke.
It amuses me how Indy and the Pats had buys last week, and now everyone has forgotten that they are the best two teams in the league. Out of sight, out of mind, I guess. I only got serious so I could listen to the NFL radio, and I wish I could get my money back. I'd rather listen to Craig on a 24-hour loop than the idiots over there. Keep up the great work.
Well, interesting you may bring up Sirius because Chris Ferreira, who needs money at moneyforchris@gmail.com, who's going to apply for Joe's Oil, has Sirius and loves it. Can't buy oil, but he's got a Sirius subscription.
That's moneyforchris@gmail.com.
Is that a number, or is it written out?
F-O-R or four?
No, it's written out.
F-O-U-R.
It's all written out. Money for Chris.
Is F-O-R,
you
idiot.
You'd use the four grad, so proud.
They have things where the four is, you know, the number
but
four.
But it's in place of F-O-R. It's not in place of F-O-U-R.
Yeah,
right.
That was my bad.
Yes. We know.
Another BU money grad done himself proud.
You were better off when Chris. You didn't know how to use that
spelled
mic.
Out. Dustin again.
Why are you looking at me?
Dustin and strippers are in a race to see who can send the most emails in an hour. Seriously, guys, is there any truth to the rumor that the Pats are interested in trading several lower picks to the Tuna in Miami for their first pick? I haven't heard that rumor.
Several lower picks?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like lower round?
We're now trading a 6th and a 7th for the number one overall pick?
Yeah, you know, that first pick overall, that's a pretty good pick there, Tuna. I'll give you a 7th for it.
I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Aren't they seriously
I haven't heard
be
that
considering
rumor
Matt
all,
Ryan? Aren't they looking for a quarterback, and Matt Ryan's supposedly the best
quarterback?
I would
think it's going to take Parcells about 3 weeks or so to watch every snap that John Beck took this year and decide whether or not he can play.
And give him the rare Bill Parcells
double arrow down.
No chance.
Sylvie, Relax. Rodney had a pebble in his tape job and will play with all with all the crap that happened to him with the injury last year and the beginning of this year. If he had a broken ankle, he would still play. Hey, guys, what about all the rumors about Ty Law not being in the Chiefs' future plans? Do you think the Pats would bring him back if he was cap-friendly?
Oh,
well, he's not in their future plans because he's 50.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And sure. I think Bill would bring him back for a year.
If he wants to come back and play for a year.
If he wants to be Otis Smith and, yeah. and sign for a veteran minimum.
Let me tell you something, especially if they lose some secondary guys like they could. You know, Samuel and Wilson. Who knows if Rodney ends up retiring. They need
a veteran guy
to give some presence.
Maybe even be a quasi-safety.
But it wouldn't be for any money. It would be a veteran minimum guy. Yes. It wouldn't be for any money at all.
I'm a little skeptical.
Why?
I got a feeling he's been in semi-retirement over in Kansas City. It's going to be a culture shock coming back here.
That, well, he could also be a guy he brings back at the veteran minimum and cuts in camp and says he didn't want to play anymore.
Yeah.
That's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if he has the desire to play anymore.
When they say can,
that could happen.
Would Bill consider it? Hell yes.
Yes, because I know Bill thinks a lot of the guy.
Okay. Henry.
Hank.
I don't know about you, Henry.
I think this is a new one because he says this show.
Still
is,
Hank.
This show, oh no, it's Henry from Norway.
Hank.
The show is great. Please read. I really like it when people fight.
He's not new then. He knows how it works.
I really like it when people fight and when people make fun of other people. So therefore, naturally, I love this show. I thought you should know, Jeremy Green from ESPN picks the Jaguars to beat the Patriots.
And he has been for like 6 weeks.
So Jeremy Green, Deion Sanders, and Adam Schein.
Jeremy Green is building his career and reputation on the fact that he was first to love the Jaguars.
Our emails are great. I mean, you ask a question, you get the answers. And, who's picking them? Well, there's three right there.
Well, no, he says, and by the way, Adam Schein was kidding. He was trying to make people recognize the Jaguars. He doesn't really think Jacksonville is America's team. Now I think it's time for someone to defend Eric. Eric brings a lot to the show. He tells us about what happened at practice. Very interesting. And he's progressing as a member of the gang. And who am I kidding? Eric brings nothing to the show.
I was waiting for that shoe to drop.
I actually thought it was a good one. So long from your biggest fan in Norway and probably your only fan.
Is that true? We only got one pin in Norway?
What the hell is going on
here? I'm checking Norway.
Eric has just, I don't know, what is going on?
Now, what now?
Catherine, or one another female listener. You're not big with the female population.
Well,
yeah.
What?
You haven't figured that out by now?
Now that would run counter because usually.
Oh, simmer down.
Yeah.
You.
Gay guys are always popular with the girls. They feel comfortable around the gay guy. He's not trying to get in their pants.
They're looking for relationship advice and, you know, fashion advice.
Right.
I can give like fashion advice, but I'm not, you know.
It doesn't surprise me.
Of course you can. You think
I'm sure
you can
give advice on anything.
That's why you think you're pompous.
She says, my friend from Maine won't shut up about Joey Hudson from the Redhawks. Does anyone know who that is?
I have no idea who that is.
I tell him he's a Dolphins fan, and so he knows nothing about football, but I thought you were talking about Eric's art. You must be bored, so I thought I'd drop you a line. I don't know who the Redhawks are, but she says, P.S., if Friday's show has a special guest from Carolina, I will be switching off faster than Eric shutting the closet door.
Wow.
Is the
why
Red
down here, Kat? I'll show you what a real man is like.
Okay, Mr. T. Yeah. Hey, is the Red Hawks Miami, Ohio?
Yeah, they are, but I don't
know. Who's Joey Hudson?
I don't know. I don't know anyone from Miami, so maybe that's where I'm. Let me tell you something. If Friday's show has anything to do with someone from Carolina, I will be leaving faster than Eric shutting the closet door because nobody's asking for that.
I agree.
Dustin again. Let Scalavino field report from the porn convention. Plus, he could sketch some serious talent and do something worth purchasing.
But I'm interested in porn that has females in it, and he'll be gravitating towards the gay porn. And
funny he mentions that, because I was going to tell you guys about a little something that's going on later this year.
Oh, that's right. You said you had some big ideas.
I do.
Naked people?
I do.
A little bit? Can I pose naked?
No. Women, Tom. Not you.
Now I'm worried about two members of our cast.
This show is spinning out of control.
The offer still stands if you want me to paint your pooch.
Oh, okay.
I'll do that for you if you want.
Okay.
But not
you talking
pooch.
About his
not
pooch.
A lot of pent-up latent homosexuality in the show.
Dustin says Cleo Lemon is the future of Miami.
The future is bleak.
All right. Hey, Gary,
the circus
cut
music.
It out. Holy Christ, he's the freaking worst. Do you, like, work here or are you an intern?
Look at this.
I work here.
Seriously? They pay you full-time?
Full-time.
Did you graduate from comm?
I can't believe that.
You went to comm?
I did.
This show has spun off the tracks.
David.
Wildly.
David from.
Usually I lead Abingdon, these shows.
Virginia. The Patriots must be really hated by some people. I was sitting at a sports bar watching the Celtics wearing my Patriots jacket when all of a sudden, bam, I got sucker punched in the nose by someone I'd never met before.
Was it Chris Ferreira?
Yeah, was it Chris Ferreira? Did he take your wallet? So the Patriots had better win it all. I am taking it on the chin, literally, for them. Here's a picture of what I look like.
Dude, that picture's disgusting.
Did he really get sucker punched?
Hang on. Let's see the picture here.
Or is it just a gross random picture?
Apparently, he got sucker punched for wearing a...
Tom, how about the fact that the Cowboys have the least amount of favorite status with those little stupid Sports Nation polls that they do for ESPN?
What is it?
You know how they have the fans vote who they think is going to win the game?
Oh, yeah.
And the Patriots are like 80-something, the Colts are 80-something, the Packers are like 75, and the Cowboys are 58%.
But that goes with our emails. We've gotten a couple emails here picking the Giants.
It's all right. We'll take the underdog role.
He's getting his
swagger
back.
We don't mind it. Giants are not winning.
As the week's gone on, he's getting his swagger back.
Dave does not look good. He does not look good.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
He really did, huh?
Now, is this where you're only giving us half the
story?
Yeah.
Like, did you hit on the guy's wife?
Right. And you grabbed his wife's ass and then he punched you and
or
you
did
said,
you go up to the guy?
I got Patriots stuff on?
Right. Would you go up to the guy and say, the Patriots are going to roll? Right. Why do you guys even bother show? Boom. You know?
I just, that seems.
And where's this
from? I'm not calling you a liar, David. It just seems it's a weird story.
Yeah, where's this from?
Virginia.
Wow.
Yeah, I think there's more to this story than you're telling us. Probably involves a woman.
Yeah, like Ferreira, all his fights are about a woman.
Like, I was going to say,
it was a
that
punch,
wouldn't
so.
Was about you, you know, a man.
All right, God bless you, Andy.
See, that's better. It makes me chuckle every time you say that.
All right, what's this? Okay, Rich. Again, this is like his third time
hey,
too. Because I finally got my girlfriend to listen to the show, and she compared you guys to the ladies on The View.
I agree.
That's wow. very. I think that's
we
very,
are the,
that's
the
a
male
good,
view.
Good analogy. Absolutely.
Except who's for Eric, who's the female
Hasselbeck.
View.
He gives us the the female point.
He's like the Rosie O'Donnell who gave the male perspective on the female show. You give us the female perspective on the male show.
First off, I laughed for about 15 minutes when she proceeded. Hey, shut up. I laughed for about 15 minutes when she proceeded to say who was most like who. So thought you guys might like to hear about it.
Here we go.
I don't know if I'll like this.
Fred, she said, is much like Barbara Walters because he is the elder one and doesn't add much to the show. He acts like he is the all-knowing guy.
Same
and
hair
used
color,
to be
too.
Good. And used to and, be. Yeah, Barbara and, Walters used to be good.
And in his day, he had his fastball.
On the back nine.
Next, Tom is the redhead who I think Barbara Streisand.
Joy
who
Behar.
I think is Barbara Streisand since he loves to talk. And when he gets going on something, you just can't stop him. Next, Paul's the most like Whoopi Goldberg, which most of the cast doesn't seem to take his comments seriously.
Except for the hair.
Andy was most like the skinny white girl,
Elizabeth
who I
Hasselbeck.
Don't know her name, but she says he's like her since he never really adds anything of importance to the show. So apparently no one adds anything to the show.
Right, I was going to say. That's...
Lastly, the leg was like the big black lady who I, again,
Star
don't
Jones.
Know her name. But he is like her since not only does no
She's
one
on
really
the show
respect
anymore.
Him, but his only hope for sympathy is to plead with the audience since no one else will give it to him.
I didn't even know Whoopi Goldberg was on the show.
She replaced
recently.
Star Jones, I guess.
Oh, Rosie?
Or Rosie, one of the two. Who knows?
Probably
and,
Star.
Karen
I think
said,
it was quite interesting that Eric was right there. Oh, Star Jones. Oh, right. Well, Joy Behar. Oh.
I don't know who any of those people. I know Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Well, I know her only because she was on Survivor.
We also
and
learned
Barbara
that
Walters,
his wife doesn't like The View because she thinks everyone on The View sucks.
Yeah.
Which means she thinks
we suck.
Yeah, who doesn't?
I was going to say, get in line there.
Karen right. says Joey Hudson is a linebacker on Miami of Ohio. I'm not going to pretend to know anything about
I don't
Joey
know.
Hudson.
I don't know who that is.
Karen, we will be sure to keep an eye on him at the combine and also in our draft preparation work. I have not seen Miami play all season, so I couldn't give you anything on him right now.
I haven't seen him play since Ben Roethlisberger played.
Kat is back.
Hey, Kat.
Eric is going to show me what a real man is. What's he going to do? Open his purse and show me a picture of his boyfriend?
That's good.
Well done, Kat.
That's good, Kat.
God
got
bless you,
Kat. A
cat
fight going on here between you and Kat.
Too late in the show for phone calls.
Mike in Denver. Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Mike, what's up?
Just giving a call. I didn't hear. I couldn't listen to the broadcast today, so I was Fred's in there. Is he there today?
He's not.
Fred's
no.
not here.
And you haven't missed
him. He's AWOL.
He made a bet with me earlier in the season regarding the number of touchdowns Maroney would have by this point. And like Fred always does, he pulled it out of his rear end and he got it right. Maroney scored 6 times in the last 6 games. And so I do owe you guys lunch on Friday.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
So here, we got another one.
Fred Kirsch
got lunch
getting
for
it
the
done.
Strikes again.
Yeah, he's got the luck. I don't know what to say because Maroney had to sniff the end zone for 14 weeks or whatever it was, 12 weeks, and then all of a sudden he finds the end zone. But anyway, I am flying out for the playoff game, so I was wondering Friday if the lunch still buys me the nickel tour. I would like to come see where you guys work, your place of business.
Probably. Talk to Fred.
Yeah, I definitely have to get that arranged with Fred because the chimps on the show do not have that kind of authority.
Send an email into the show, and Fred will get it.
Right. Attention, Fred. Tour request.
All right. I will do that. So, but
you don't have to wait for Fred to give you the okay on the lunch, however. You can just send that.
You're such so shameless.
I figured you might say that. But I did have a question about the game on Friday since I was fortunate enough to get the ticket to watch this. A lot of the people, especially out here where I'm at, seem to think we're going to coast. But I have a feeling... Just, I don't want to say that I think we're going to lose by any stretch, but I just feel like, you know, I think that their offense can present some problems, especially from the running game. I just wanted to know what you guys think about, you know, Jones-Drew and using him the same way that Westbrook was trying to be used, and especially Joseph Addai early in the season. Are we going to have problems covering him out of the backfield? Do you think that Belichick's going to come up with some schemes to counter that, or what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's a question. I don't think Westbrook killed him, really.
No, he didn't really hurt him
but
at all.
But the Addai thing, obviously Addai had that big play before the half, the tackling issue. And, you know, you say, can Belichick scheme? Yeah, Belichick can scheme with anyone. The question is, can whoever he schemes to be there run with Maurice Jones-Drew? And that's the issue. Vrabel, Brewski, Seau, Harrison, any of those guys that might be involved, Thomas. Can they run with him? Do they have the athleticism? That's the big question. And I do think that's the one fear, is the big plays from those running backs, because tackling's been the problem all year long.
And then you're also assuming that the Pats don't have like a 21-point lead,
right,
you know, in the second quarter, and then Jacksonville's all of a sudden starting to throw the ball, and that takes
I really
the
think
game,
that's
so.
The key. If Jacksonville doesn't score points right away, I think this game could get ugly in a hurry. Now, if they're able to mount a scoring drive or two early in the game, 10, 12, 14 plays on the ground, keep the Patriots' offense on the sideline. Now it's competitive as you get late in the first half. Maybe you have one of those games that we're talking about against Baltimore or Philly where the
right.
game, the Giants, a lot more competitive than anybody thought going in.
Best case for them
skeptical,
is
though.
Win
the
toss and drive down the field. So at worst, you're 7-7. You know
right.
what I mean? Once you let the Patriots score, then at worst you're 7-7. You get it back. You can still run. Now you might even be into the second quarter if you had a long enough drive.
Sure.
So that's best case scenario.
I just think the Patriots get a lead and force Jacksonville out of what they want to do and put it in Garrard's hands. And
game
I think
set match.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing that I think I'm more worried about than anything is just Jones-Drew receiving
yep.
the ball. Not so much
but
the running
player.
Game. Because I noticed in the
He's
past when we matched up against Jacksonville in the playoffs at 28-3, game a couple years ago, they shut down Taylor by just committing to stopping the run. So that doesn't really scare me out of the backfield as far as running the ball, but when he gets out in space, you know, like Addai did, you know, those kind of things can cause a bigger problem, I think, for this defense. So,
yeah, it's definitely something to keep an eye on. Mike, we appreciate the call. Have a good day.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for lunch in advance.
Dave,
check
that
in with Gary, by the way, because
there were
we got a lot of lunches.
Yeah,
Vinny Gary, if you screw this up, I swear to God, you're going to look worse than Dave did. Dave has come back, and he's ready to whoop some ass.
Uh-oh.
He said, no, I was being...
This is why he got into a fight.
Yeah. He said,
now
no.
It's starting to make sense to me now.
Now. He said, no, I was being very good. It happened in Bristol. I asked around. I have never seen them before, but I will sometime soon. He says, yes, I was a loud Boston fan, and most people down here don't know what to do about it, but I do.
So, Bristol...
I don't know.
Connecticut, Tennessee,
he said
Rhode
he was
Island,
in Virginia.
I thought he was in Virginia. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, all these
Virginia?
Emails kind
is there,
of.
Is there
now
a Tennessee?
Now he's looking
Tennessee?
For the fist that
yeah.
hit
in Bristol. There is a
Bristol
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Stripper.
Oh, yeah.
Strippers wants to know if we've seen the midget squat 660 pounds and bench 400. He's
what
got
a life,
the YouTube
what a
video.
Life strippers must have.
No, but I do want to, so I'll be looking that up later.
He sent the YouTube video.
You know how everybody's looking to. to, you know, make enough money to not have to do anything? How did he do it? Strippers. I'm interested in your life story.
But he's working.
He probably runs
he's
a strip club.
No, he runs
whatever.
Strip websites.
Well, whatever. It's the same thing. He's making money with
hand over
ladies.
Fist.
Yeah, so to speak.
Okay, Kevin from Hartford says,
that's rude.
I have tickets to the game on Saturday. Since this is my second game, I was wondering which parking lots has the best tailgating, and what do you guys do before the game? I wanted to get an insight on the players before the game.
I have no idea what the best
we're never in the
parking lot.
Well, the best ones are the rich people. They have, like, fancy setups, but those you got to be, like, club seat owners. Those people have, like, tents that are the size
but
of my
can't
house.
You do
well,
that
you could
anywhere?
Sort of amble over there and just, you know, sort of crash.
Yeah, I would
tent,
say then I think the best tailgating takes place in the club lots by the stadium. But you can't park there.
You can park
down the street.
Oh, we
somewhere
can't park
more.
There.
I know,
right. That's true. We sit in the press box.
Yeah, we're here before the game. Paul does his pregame. Andy and I do a few minutes on BCN pregame. So we're usually working. Eric kind of just sits around, eats.
Flirts.
I do, actually. Yeah, that's true.
With who?
With men.
Carl Bean?
No.
I know how you guys
I talk
that,
to
that
the hot women that nobody is man enough to talk to around here. All these
and they're comfortable
the
talking to you because
yes,
there's no threat. There's
well,
a
that's
threat.
That's first and foremost. But what hot women are you even talking about around
in the
here?
Media? In the
who?
Media?
Who?
One. That's a group of one.
I mean one.
Who?
There's
Catherine Tappan.
One. Oh, come on. She's not the only
who?
Good-looking one.
Well,
I'm not going to name names.
Just like your girlfriend.
Right.
Niagara Falls.
Who are you talking to? Because I sit right next to you at that table while we eat, and I don't see you talk to anybody.
Yeah, but then you guys go upstairs after. You're upstairs for like
oh,
the last
hour. Oh, and all
the
hot women
so
stay downstairs with you.
There are a couple.
I hope
there
you see
couple.
Geno Hayes declared today.
Yeah.
Yep. Don't shake your head at me,
I think you're full of crap.
Well, sorry.
I don't know what hot women you're talking about.
I'll tell you later. Don't.
All right, he'll tell us later.
What time is it over? This show is really spinning out of control.
David
Eric's
says,
now making up media members for the hot that he's hitting on.
Bristol is on the border of Virginia and Tennessee. So
is that where the big speedway is? Isn't that a Bristol International Speedway?
I believe
that's why I knew there was a Bristol, Tennessee.
Yeah, I think there's a big race there.
See, this is kind of long. All right, I'll read it.
It's kind of long.
David.
You got to save that clip.
Eric
Gary
got excited over there.
You're the ones who brought it
oh,
up.
Oh, this is Dave from the Philippines. I got to read this. Dave, thanks for the email that you sent to me when I was sick that day. I appreciate it. I meant to get back to you, but I forgot. And
nice guy.
This is a compassionate source.
No way Jacksonville beats us. Besides the fact that we just have a better team, the best quarterback in the game, and the best coach, we've had an extra week off to rest and prepare. He says, if the weather's good, we can finally start hearing running up the score complaints again. Yes. I don't know how you could say that the show is getting full of latent homosexuality. You guys have said, not in a gay way, of course, so many times. It's been out of the open for a long while now.
I'm telling you, if any of you ever saw American Beauty, Andy is the Chris Cooper character, the crazy former military guy who goes and shoots someone at the end because he's afraid of his own
I agree with that.
Tendencies.
Just make sure you don't shoot me. I have two kids.
I'm shooting anybody.
You can shoot me. I've had a good run.
Also not gay.
I have all three Games to Glory DVDs, and I think they're great.
Not really.
I can't wait to get
more.
The production for this year, but I hope that they add more discs. Two VDs isn't enough for this year. So, Fred, get a three DVD, four DVD set working on that.
I mean, you want to just give you all the games in their entirety?
Well, they actually do. We always get those emails. Is there anywhere I can get every game on DVD?
He says,
yeah, YouTube.
I've
something.
Been walking around here for 7 years wearing Patriots gear, and no one has ever tried to fight me. I keep telling you that it's perfectly safe here. Now, Bristol, I don't know. I can't wait for the game this week, and even more, I'm looking forward to seeing Indy next week. That's going to be the game of the century.
No, you shouldn't want to see Indy.
That's right.
Well, he does. Now,
that's what sparked our whole fight.
He's a smart fan. He wants to go through the best.
What were you guys fighting
about
again?
He wants to blow through. I don't know.
You missed the real brouhaha.
What happened? We had a good fight.
Who Paul did? And Andy were really going at it.
Andy made
this
fun
show?
Of me.
Today?
Yeah, real fight.
Really? We went at it. It was
wow.
good.
Over what?
We have passion, unlike you.
Oh, I know you have passion. It's late.
And we also didn't stop talking to each other for the next half an hour because we were mad because we were making fun of each other.
Right.
Which generally happens around here when we get in fights.
Yeah, there's a lot of pent up frustration between you two. That's obvious. You can never go anywhere now without each other.
Now you're playing the role of Andy. Of
back me up, Tom.
Gets.
You've said it to me before.
But you're right.
You've said
that.
It to me before. You guys can't go anywhere together. As soon as you come in, if he's not there, you go run into his office when he comes in, or vice versa. You guys are like two peas
being
in a pod.
Friendly with your coworker.
Ah, you're a little too friendly.
I go over and talk to Tom all the time too.
Not as much as Andy.
Just because I don't
we
ever
just
go
don't
over
talk
and talk to
you.
You
kind of walked into that one, Aaron.
Those 3 days when Andy left to become a teacher.
You weren't
you said,
even around.
You said your
now
heart was broken.
First,
you don't even know
first
about.
Guy to admit it. I was devastated.
You did. You were devastated.
But there's a big difference. There's a
much different
dynamic now that didn't exist then without me having to spell it out for you.
I know what you mean. I know who you're talking
Is
about.
Me being a teacher with air quotes, like you being an artist with air quotes?
No.
Or straight with air quotes?
That hurts more coming from you.
I know. That's why I said it.
I want to ask you why you're charging so much for your paintings, but
I want to ask you what woman you're flirting with pregame.
Strippers, I think he's trying to tell us about his life, so let's get that in. I can work my job and listen to you guys and email you a few dozen times. I work from my condo, no commute. I'm working as soon as I get out of bed. I have to work every day, even on vacation. I got to spend a few hours online. So that's how.
Are you happy? Because you know, everybody always says you guys have the greatest job. You cover the Patriots and get free food. I want to know if strippers who wakes up in the morning, dials up the porn, you know, edits a couple videos.
Sounds
is he happy
to me.
He's on the Fred Thompson schedule.
He does seem happy.
He sounds happy to
he
me.
He does seem happy. But I want to know: is he truly happy?
All right.
And does your mom know what you do?
I say. Well,
look
yes.
at you getting all Concernicus over here.
Concernicus.
It's a Dane Cook.
Why are you charging $7,000 for a painting, though? Who's going to buy that?
There are people who have tons of money to art enthusiasts.
But they, you just haven't found them yet.
Aren't they buying
art enthusiasts?
Aren't they buying real artist paintings? Oh, no disrespect.
You
but
have
I,
to start, Tom. You have to start.
That's what I was saying. Why don't you sell because it for $700 instead of $7,000?
Here's the thing: there are some art enthusiasts who won't buy a painting because it's not expensive because they feel like they're not getting a high quality painting. There are other people who won't buy it because it's too expensive.
That's pretty.
Which would be like normal people, but people who have money to burn look at it as if, well, you know, if it costs only a little, it can't be worth, you know, it can't be that good. So I'm not going to buy something that's like that. So I just just have to do a little.
I fall into that trap every once in a while.
So I'm starting to get shows now, so that'll help a little bit.
All right,
build some name recognition.
You just casting couch.
Girls only want boyfriends who have great skills.
Where's Parenti and Price? Are they doing it today? Is Rook doing it? What's going on?
Rook's doing it.
From here or from the?
From his basement.
Yeah, he doesn't want to confront Tom.
What a disappointment that is.
He doesn't want to confront Tom anymore.
I think he's mad at us.
We haven't seen him in.
He never comes in anymore.
Well, I wouldn't I didn't have to either. If I could do it from home, I'd be sitting at home right now like strippers.
But is he happy?
I want to know. I'm waiting for the reply.
Surprisingly, he hasn't come back in yet.
He's probably crying. No. My father doesn't know.
I got nothing.
I can't look at my family in the eye. Poor strippers.
I didn't have it to host today to begin with. I'm out of gas.
You did a great job hosting. What's the matter?
You were the Andy Hart host today. Yeah. This show went in so many directions, so out of control.
You did fine. Don't put
yourself down. You didn't even reel us back into football.
What the hell is going on?
Which team is most likely to be upset this weekend? Cowboys, 46%.
Wow.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
I'd like to see the Seahawks.
Oh, people are more confident the Colts will win than the Patriots, even. Although no one's really thinking the Jaguars are going to win. 81% picking the Patriots.
Mike says, I'm just sending this as a follow-up for lunch on Friday. Can you send me the contact info order? Also, is there a way to contact Fred regarding the tour and being... This is what we told Mike to send in.
See, he is getting good at hosting. He's rereading emails again.
He's like, Fred, I already read this.
Well, no, I didn't realize that it was Mike from Denver.
Gary, Mini Gary, when's Gary coming back?
Tomorrow.
Okay, so make sure you catch him up.
I flagged him. I flagged all the emails.
Okay, make sure he's
I don't know
well
what that
caught
means.
Up on all this affair.
Let's end the show with this.
Strippers?
Strippers. Yes, I'm happy. Damn right.
All
right. So that's it.
So damn right his mother knows?
Damn right.
He's says, happy.
I think he's just happy. Saying he's happy. I don't think he's admitting how he made
his
money or
trust
if his mother
me,
knows
there'll
how.
Be 13 emails when we get here tomorrow from strippers that we can read. That's it for now. It's today. Wednesday, we'll be back here Thursday. Hopefully Fred Kirsch will be back in this seat. Take care.